Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on tonight? This is Gunna Fix It going down. As for those who don't know, we have Long Island Joe's show right now has been suspended for health issues. He's going to take a little time off and take care of some issues that he has going on. But we will have a special show tonight, and our show tonight will be with Mr. D, Uncle Larry, and myself. We have an issue, or we actually have Don Yeager from Fade to Black Chi-Town with his back half car, possibly locking in with Fade to Black, possibly locking in with Live Action Nemesis tonight. As long as you're on a 29 or a 315 drag radio, Live Action will get beside you. He doesn't care what size motor you have. He doesn't care what chassis you have. He doesn't care anything about that, whether you're in trouble or anything. All he wants to know is that you have on the 29W or 315 drag radio. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you can bear with me, let me go ahead and dial in the people on the show, and we'll get ready to go ahead and get into it. I see we have we have Uncle Larry that's calling into the show right now. Let me go ahead and open up his mic. Hey, Uncle Larry, how you doing tonight? Yes, sir, Uncle Larry, how you doing tonight?
How are you?
Man, I couldn't be better, man. I'm excited for this show. We have possibly two racers. It's no possible about it. We have two hard-to-the-core grudge racers that's getting ready to go ahead and chop it up, and we're about to let the fans know exactly what's what. But Uncle Larry, if you can hold the show down for a minute and talk to the fans and let them know what's going on and give them some more gist of the show, let me go ahead and get Mr. D and Live Action on the phone. Take over for me. I'll be back with you.
Finished talking to Mr. D. Mr. D said that he would queue in about maybe 4 minutes or something. He was just leaving from 55th Street. But you can call him. He might decide to come in while he's in the truck.
As far as live, I'll let you
take care of that. But in the meantime, between time, I'll go ahead on and I'll start in with the fans, you know, and kind of try to hold things down until you come back to the home.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I don't want to get the show started until we have Mr. D on the phone, but let's talk about it and let the fans know what's going on, Uncle Larry. I tell you what.
Well, before we do that, Janet, can I speak to everybody?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, I'd like to come on and I'd like to say hello to the drag racing world, and as I always do, I'm glad to be here to be able to fellowship with you all again, especially my fans. All the fans that's on here, we want y'all to know that all of you all that support what we do, we want to know that y'all are the greatest and the biggest part of what's happening with us. You know, and I want to tell everybody that's on the show, thanks, and all the ones that ain't on the show, if you see them, tell them Uncle Larry said thank you. And now we can get right on with the segment, Gunny.
Okay, well, Uncle Larry, let's talk about what the deal is. Now, you guys had a show this past Saturday, and Danielle had went up to Cecil County, Maryland, and he was supposed to have ran Tony Wright.
Right.
Okay, and there was a statement that Big Drag had made. Big Drag said that if Tony Wright, or if Danye beat Tony Wright, that it would kill his action for the rest of the season, or would kill his recent career season with that 29W or 315 drag radio. Okay. And what did I say? What did I say, Uncle Larry?
You said that it wouldn't.
That's right. And the other comment was that if he got by Tony Wright, there would be no one else that would be willing to run Danye. Now, from my understanding, Rick and Danye just locked up just a little while ago today, maybe within the last 15 minutes. Rick and Danye had locked up. And there's also one more, and that gentleman is once again in Live Action. So,
A while ago, that lockup was not confirmed. What happened with that, he didn't want to, because of the simple fact of this weekend or whatever was going on, he didn't want to lock up. He wanted to wait until after in case he break his automobile or something. That's what they said that we had said, you know. So
okay.
I don't think that's a confirmed lockup.
Okay, that's not a confirmed lockup.
But as far as Live Action is concerned, I haven't heard anything in regards of Live Action as far as him being active is concerned. But You sure he want to mess with Donye?
Can you hear me? Can you repeat that for a second? My phone has been out on me. Say that one more time.
Okay. I haven't heard live action being active. And I say, are you sure that he wants to mess with Dan Gates? That's the question I just asked you.
I'm 100% positive that he wants to dance with Donye. And I tell you what, we have a few more calls on the line. I see we have callers from out of the New York area. Once again, for all the callers on the show, Long Island Joe has taken a break from his show due to health reasons. He has some issues that he needs to attend to. And in the meantime, on this Monday night, we are having a show pertaining to live action and Donye. Once again, for those up in the northeastern area, Donye is a gentleman that has been coming to the DMV area, kicking your teeth down your throat on a consistent basis every time he shows up. He did it a year ago. Now he's just got finished doing it again this past weekend at Cecil County. So if you guys can hold on once again, let me go ahead and get Mr. D on the phone and Donye for Fade to Black and live action also. And we'll get down to the bottom of it. If anybody from the New York northeastern region wants to go ahead and throw their hand up and make a comment about it, please press the 1 button. Uncle Larry will hold you down until I get back. Just a moment, please. Uncle Larry, take over. Hello, Larry.
Yes, sir.
All right. Can you take over for a second? I got to get ready to get these gentlemen on the phone. Mr. D, live action. Talk to the people, please.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so this segment of the program, what I'm going to do, I'm going to say that I'm just wondering about this, but he's talking about live action. I guess we have to wait and see what's going on, but I think I have to roll with Fade to Black. I don't know what nobody else's opinion is, and we will open up and a few mics on it, Mr. D, you know. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, you're up on top of it.
Hello? Got a pitch. Hello? Hello?
Hey, Uncle Larry, how you doing today? I'm back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I'm back.
Oh, Uncle Larry, we got Stokes on the line. Stokes came in. I'm sorry, what'd you say, Larry?
I said the program had shut down for a minute or something, didn't it?
No, it didn't. No, it didn't shut down. They were still there. But, Larry, we have Stokes on the line from out of Chicago. And he has an opinion that he'd like to offer up about the live action Donye go ahead and lock up.
Oh yeah,
Stokes. Well, what's your take on that, Stokes?
Man, I'm going with Donye all day, man.
Now, are you going with Donye because he's from Chicago, or are you going with Donye because you really think his car can whoop live action?
Yeah, I pretty much believe that, man. You know, I'm dead serious about that, man. Donye gonna whoop.
You think he's going to put a whooping on him? Okay, well, I tell you what, man. We're also waiting for Mr. D to come on to the show and wait for him to dial us in.
If Donye lock him in, man, Donye going to go and he's going to go whoop that man.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. Now, this is a live action thing, and in just a moment, we're going to get both Donye and live action on the phone. Live action is saying that Donye is ducking him. Him and Donye both were at the track already, and Donye wanted him to take his 315s off his car and put on slicks in order for him to run.
He put slicks on.
What's the difference between a 315 and a slick? Tell me that, Stokes.
The 315 is proven to be faster. Any drag radio is proven to be faster than a slick. And there's another thing, too, depending on where they're going to race at. Let me ask you this.
I'll go with what you said. A 315 has been proven to be faster. So Larry and Stokes both, if a 315 is proven to be faster, right, and the name of the game is to go as fast as you can, be as fast as you can, why does not have? Mm-hmm. How come Donnie doesn't have slicks on his car?
You mean radios?
I'm sorry. Say again.
So you mean why Donnie ain't got radios on his car?
Yes. How come Donnie doesn't have radios on his car? I'm asking you and Larry both that. If radios are proven to be faster, and the name of the game is speed, be as fast as you can, how come Donnie does not have drag radios on his car?
Ever since I've been going to the track, that's a hard question for you. They've been running slicks, so you know,
Well, you know what? That may be a hard question for you, but it actually puzzles the hell out of me. I just don't know why, Donnie. I tell you what, Larry, what's your take on that? Larry's been having a short attention span with me. I don't know why, but I think that live action, he knows live action is coming on this show, so he's sticking his head in the sand every 3 minutes, making, you know, hoping that live action don't come on this show. But
that's what you think, Gunner.
Larry, I know for a fact, live action is
get him on the show, Gunner.
I know for a fact, live action.
Get him on the show. I'm gonna tell you just like the guy just finished telling you. Matter of fact.
He's gonna
gap him. I really, honestly think he's gonna gap him. That's why I'm really not having too much to say about it.
But you know what? Well, that's why you don't have too much to say about it. Well, you had a whole lot to say about it earlier. I'm gonna tell you that. But
the reason I have so much to say about it then because I'm trying to listen to other people's opinion. So far, I've heard one person say the same thing that I said.
I was just waiting
to see how many other people you was gonna let in. That's what's happening with that. I want to get it. You know how we do got it on our shows, man. We give the other people a chance to voice their opinion and tell what they feel and what they think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, all that's fine and well. Right now we have some New York callers on the line. I will say for the New York callers, Long Island Joe, he has taken a hiatus from the show right now. And today's a special show. It's a special broadcasting tonight with myself, Uncle Larry, and Mr. D about the about live action. Locking in with Donnie. I spoke to live action. We spoke to Donnie, and they're ready to lock up on this show tonight. And we will see where they're going to race at, whether it's going to be in Florida, whether it's going to be up there in the Midwest, or whether it's going to be in the Northeast, and what those tremendous tracks are there. The thing is that both of them want to run at a premier track where they both can apply all the power that they possibly can. Now, I do know Larry T. throws a good show. I know Little Tony throws a good show, and I know Baldy throws a good show. We're gonna find out where exactly they're gonna run this race at tonight, and I do know it should be a nice purse that they put up. But in the meantime, so can you send a text out to Huey and Terrell? I want to get all y'all. And I'm not gonna say y'all because I like Chicago. I like Chicago a lot, but I try to be on the side of the faster car. It's not personal with me. It's all about who I feel is fastest, and most importantly. The reason why this show was is because we got a lot of background noise somewhere. Who is that? Is that Stokes or Larry? Hey, anyway, Stokes, like I said, it's not personal. It's about having the faster car, and I do believe live action might be a little bit faster when he brings that car back out, but he'll be bringing the car back out at the end of October. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you can just bear with me for a second, I'm going to open up back Uncle Larry's mic. We're going to begin to get Donnie in live action on the phone and see where they're going to do this race at, which should be a huge draw to the fans. And, man, it may pull more cars than a little bit on 29Ws or 315 drag radios. So hang on for just a moment. And Uncle Larry, where you at, Uncle Larry?
I'm right here with you.
All right, I see we done lost Stokes, but hold on for a second. I'm getting ready to get live action on the phone and let live action tell his side of the story because, once again, live action has said that it is Donye that has been the one ducking. So hang on for a minute. Let me go ahead and get live action on the line.
Sure. Was Terrell, who was that on the line, Stokes or Terrell? While Gunner Pig's doing that, what caller do we have on the line right now? So we must not have nobody on the line right now, so.
Okay, well, we have quite a few callers on the line. We have quite a few callers on the line, Larry. We do have quite a few callers on the line, but let me go ahead. I'm ringing in Twin now. Hang on just a moment. Let me get him in here.
Okay.
Hey, Larry.
Yes, sir.
Uncle Larry. All right, we have Mr. Twin live action on the phone himself. And, you know, we're still waiting for Mr. D to come on. I'm getting ready to get Danye on the phone, and we're getting ready to let the people know where this race will be ran at.
Okay.
Larry, you know,
hold the show down for 1 second, John. Let me see if I can pull it in right quick.
All right, not a problem. But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, once again, this show is about, I believe, live action will run Donye. We had a show, Uncle Larry and the Mr. D show came on this past Saturday, and Big Drag made a statement that if Donye got away from Tony Wright, that it would kill his action for the rest of the season or effectively cripple his racing career with cars on 29Ws or 315 drag radials, things of that nature. I disagreed with Big Drag and said that there is one other that will run Donye any and every day of the week for whatever Donye would like to run for, and this is live action himself. Twin, can you let the people know exactly the history between you trying to lock up with Donye? How long you've been trying to lock up with Donye?
Man, we've been chasing Donye since last year. Down to Holly Springs, we tried to get in the race, but I don't know. I guess he got his thing together now. He went really down to Holly Springs, and I guess he's doing his thing now, and I guess he got it together. So I guess now it's time for who to see who can outstiff who. Well, you know, you
okay. Well, hold up. Now, Twin, I don't know you to throw a lot of stiffs on the races. I don't know a lot back and throw a bunch of stiffs on the races other than have a 29W or a 315, have a 29W or drag radio on a car, 315. Other than that, I don't know what stiffs you guys got.
Nitrous, 29. You know, anybody, we don't care who it is, they got nitrous 29 or 315 and stop suspension. We don't care who it is. But some people, all depending who it is, we would address them accordingly if they're not stop suspension. You know, no bars, you know what I'm saying, no bars as well. You know.
Okay,
so there's certain people. You know, because some people try to lock us in with a ghost car. So, you know what I'm saying, we don't know the ghost car or whatever. We just stiff it all the way up like that. They sit like us on stop suspension. We don't care who it is.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I guess Donye is one of those people that you don't care who it is because you know he's not stock suspension. You know he's the back end.
Yeah, I agree. Uh-huh.
So you don't, yeah. And you know, Twin, the reason why I said that is because earlier, now, I will stand corrected. I did say that you guys didn't care what kind of car it was, whether it's a turbo or whatever. I stand corrected on that. Now my memory is coming back to me. I've never heard them say they will run a turbo car. I do recall them saying it being nitrous, but I've also heard live action say you don't give a damn what kind of suspension they have, what kind of chassis they have. I have heard you guys say as long as 29W or 315 drag radio down on the ad, y'all going.
Yeah, but it's like I said, it all depends who it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm that suspension part. All depends who addressed them accordingly. Some people, we feel, you know, you got a back half or a ladder bar car or whatever, and we feel we can get by it, we're going to try it. But some people out there might be a handful for a try. You know, if that's the case, if they put some odds on it or give us something back, you know, give something back, that way we'll be getting something back too. We'd probably try them too. You know what I'm saying? But they ain't going to go their way. They ain't going to go our way that way. They're going to go some our way, too. It's going to be in both ways.
Okay, but you know what, Twin, now that I have you now that I have you on the line, let me ask you a question. There's been a big hoopla now of you know, what happened to drag racing, how it used to be. A man felt that if he can get by it, you know what I mean, you know, he'd go ahead and try it. You know what I mean?
True.
Now they, you know, now the big thing is everybody has tips and rules, and you can't do this or come like this or do this, do that. And a part of it is that, you know, I'm hearing more and more that that grudge racing is turning into class racing. What's your take on that?
Maybe. That might be the case. But I agree with you. Back in the day, the person just said they can get by it, they can get by it. But these days, these cars are so advanced, you know, and you can't go by that. Because you don't never know. You know, time has changed. Technology has changed.
All right. Now you know what, Twin? I got to agree with you on that. There's a fine line. We can't go by that nowadays, because back in the day, all you had was motor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's only but so much that you could have done with a motor. And before all the power adders came in, now you have superchargers, you have pro chargers, you have turbo, you have, man, you got alcohol motors running at the track now.
Yeah.
The technology has changed.
Yeah.
And the motors are bigger. The technology has changed. So, yeah, I guess to a degree you have to, you have to watch who you run. And you have to,
yeah.
It's not so easy as saying if you got a big block and I got a big block, we're going to get beside each other.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah,
like I said, I guess it gives and takes. It goes both ways. I figure you can look at it like that in a way. But, you know, it's so much different change. So much different.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, Twin. Now, I'm going to tell you like this. I like live action, and I like Fade to Black. But once again, I always got to be right. I know Uncle Larry and Mr. D tried to beat you up earlier. They tried to double-team, talk all over you and all types of stuff. And I'm not going to allow it tonight, Twin. I'm not going to allow it. Mr.
Like
D, are you on the
line? I like Uncle Larry and Mr. D. They seem pretty cool.
And I like them, too. I like him a lot, but Mr. D, hey, when you whip Don Ye, can you do me a favor? I just want you to walk over to Mr. D for me, Twin, and wink at him. I only want you to walk over to him, smile, and wink at him.
If I see him, and I see who he is, I show who he is. And I was listening to somebody today, and I do agree, Don Ye got a nice little crew with him, and they bet good, and I understand that, and I like that. Hopefully, we'll be able to get it on this year. Because I know it's going to get cold up there. It'll be about
50
right now up there. Y'all might
want
to come on to the south.
Hold up. Mr. D, where you at, Mr. D?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh,
I'm running a little late. As you're doing it. I'm stuck in that truck, but... I'm here.
All right. Well, Mr. D, listen here, man. Don't let me hold up and take up your time on this show. I want you to talk that same garbage to Twin that you was talking to him earlier today, because I want all the people out here listening to the show to hear all that garbage that your mouth was spewing out, that you were spewing out. Now, you went hard on Twin earlier today. You wouldn't even let the man talk, and I never heard you do that before, Mr. D. So, yes. Keith, Donye, Fade to Black, we understand that they got it. You know, they are your daddy, and we understand that. And I like Chicago, too. I do like Chicago, but right is right. Live action is flying, man. So go ahead and let's talk all that. Let the people know how nasty you were with Twin and how disrespectful you were, like you really didn't give a damn about his racing program. Now, Twin, if I'm telling a lie, please come in and correct me at any time. And hold up. Hey, Larry, you too. Don't forget your ass too, Larry.
Well, I'm thinking like they got it. You know, like I said, we are not ready, so they supposed to get their shine on, and I can respect that. You know what I'm saying? And I expect that as well. But like I said, it's gonna be to about trick and treat till we ready, so they can have all the fun they want to, and all the hoorah hoorah all they want to. But we'll probably be out by the end of it's not trick and treat. And then we'll address Donye and whoever he is.
Well,
have all the fun you want to have until around trick or treat.
Yeah, yes, sir, Mr. Twin.
We're going to give you a trick and your treat.
Yes, you're definitely going to give me a trick. So let me start this off first by apologizing to Mr. Twin, Johnny, my co-host, Uncle Larry, and the fans that we have out there. The fans would make this go. I mean, without them, it wouldn't be a show. And I know I should be here on time, but I also have a chance. I'm a truck driver. I got caught up in the truck trying to come out of West Conference. What is going on? But however, I'm here now. And now that I'm here, I'm going to address a few things that Mr. Gunner was just speaking of. One, I would never, ever, 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 I'm sure my fans know I wouldn't talk over anyone. It's not my nature. It's just not what I do. I let Mr. Twin have the floor earlier today. In fact, he talked so much that I actually fell asleep on the phone, ladies and gentlemen, because I didn't think I would ever get a chance to say anything. Uncle Larry called me on my second phone to wake me up to tell me that Twin was still talking. So when he finished talking, of course, Mr. Gunner took over. Well, when he took over, that went another 30 minutes. So I went back to sleep for the second time. But, you know, with that sleep, I was able to make it to Wisconsin and get back in pretty quick time. So now that I'm here, let's discuss a little racing. Mr. Live Action, Mr. Twin himself, who we have nothing but, I'm sure, my fans, my friends, my cousins, my uncles, everyone that's indulging and love racing, we love Live Action. We know he's fast. We wouldn't dare take anything away from him. We just say he's just not fast enough for Fade to Black. We know he's fast. Now, we got to come in second, you know, and he's a second horse. I mean, you know, when you go to the track to race and two cars lead, it can only be one winner. In this case, it just happened to be Dernier all the time. You know, he's always going to come in second trying to fade to Black. This is why he got his name, Fade to Black, because the people that he raced fade away in the back. That's why it's called Fade to Black. The Black originally was going to be Back, and I kind of twisted his arm and got him to name the car, name it Black because the car was Black, because he really wanted to name the car Fade to Back for people's like. But now let's say this. In the discussion today, in between me going to sleep because it talked so long, I heard a few things. One thing I heard him say was that they are not ready. Well, you shouldn't, can't, don't, do not, all those big words that I just used applies to Mr. Twin and Fade to Black. Don't say nothing. You're not ready. Take an oil version. Daniel has oil version and race. He just locked in a race today with Mr. Wick. You know, then Wick did as usual. He wiggled out of it because he knew when he locked it in, it was just propaganda. In other words, it was just talk. He knew Daniel was going to smash his head together like a 12, 13, 14-pound sludge hammer hitting a potato. He knew that, so he wiggled out of it. But back to Mr. Twin. When he get his car together, ladies and gentlemen, he stated that it would be around Halloween. Well, I went by school a few days, and in my process of schooling, I learned that, you know, when we're not able to do some things, we postpone some things. He's postponing this whooping that Daniel got for us. Oh, all right, well, I'm sitting on the porch collecting money. I can't get no better than this. Live Action and collect money at the same time. He, in other words, he's postponing the whooping, hoping that Illinois will have bad weather. Then he can come on my show with me and Uncle Larry and say, I'll run down here, but he got to come down south or you guys got bad weather. Well, he even put his car together now. I talked to the machine builder, and the engine man told me that all his parts there. So he only waited on putting the engine back in the car. So I need Mr. Twin to tell me why they didn't put the car back together. They got all the stuff they need. I don't understand. Can someone help me understand why they're coming together?
My time to talk.
See, ladies and gentlemen, you see what I'm saying? You see, I didn't. Now, do you all understand what I had to go through earlier today? They proclaimed that me and Dr. Larry never teed them, but you see, it's Gunny and Twin against me. I'm going to shut up. I'm going to just shut up and listen. I am the host of the show, but I'm going to shut up and let them talk. Mr. Twin, you can have to slow now.
Okay. It's my turn to talk. Hello?
Yes, sir. By all means, take it away.
But first, let me start. Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Yeah,
one of y'all riding in a helicopter, ain't Sound like one of you riding in a helicopter. Okay, okay. First of all, please get you some water because you got to be thirsty for talking too much and saying
not
so much. You got to be thirsty. You got to be thirsty. Yeah, you got to be thirsty.
Even my little brother laughing.
Okay, you said we've been postponed, right?
Yes, sir.
Guess where I got that from? Dungey from last year. That's where I learned it from. So I watched him, and he motivated me, so I said, hell, if he used it, why not can't we use it? So I just used him for a little pattern, and we just followed his routine. That's all. I learned it from him. Yeah. But as you said, and I
you
said
learned how to run fast from Dungey? Are you saying you learned how to run fast from Dungey?
Man, as I said, as you see it, we're not ready yet. That's the bottom line, but we won't be ready to trick or treat. So that's the bottom line. Like you said, all the other shenanigans is not necessary. All the other hoorah, hoorah, I agree with you, not necessary. But we will be ready to trick or treat, and we will not be, and like I said, if Dungey be over there, we'll be more than happy to get it on with him. More than happy.
Ms. Twin, may I ask you a question, sir?
What?
If you give me permission to ask you a question, sir, why do Dungey have to come there? Why you can't come here?
Oh, I understand. But it doesn't matter. Go on time to tell you. I understand what you're saying. But we won't be ready to then. So, therefore, it might be cold. That's why y'all might be coming out here. I don't know. You feel what I'm saying? Because it might be cold by then. I don't know. You know, that's why I just said that. He doesn't have to come down here, but I know he's supposed to be coming. That's why
I spoke to your engine man earlier, they're your machinist. He told me everything you had to put your engine together was right there. He wondered why you don't put it together. Why you don't just go and put it back together?
I know that's a lie. Hell, I can't even get in touch with him. I know that's a lie.
But see, I have high friends in very high places.
And how many friends in low places?
I have very good friends in low places because you never know when you make the call in one. So I'm versatile. Very versatile. I don't throw no one under the bus. I don't undercut no one. I don't neglect anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm not gonna neglect coming over to your trailer after we whoop you. I'm gonna come on over there and do the same thing I normally do.
That'll never happen.
Talk about you.
That'll never happen. You said something in the world when Dungey rolled, you
read
that wisdom. That's what you're saying.
Well, actually, I've practiced Dungey. I've been knowing Dungey a lifetime.
I know y'all supposed to be real close.
Yeah, we're very close. He's like my little nephew, really.
That's
and I don't, I won't be at the track every time they run. I probably won't be there when he runs. You see, I'm getting a little older, and my heart not as good as it used to be. So to
yeah,
keep them
I'm
laughing,
glad you
myself,
don't come there.
They,
I'm glad you
laughing.
Don't come there.
They got an ambulance there.
You can come on
but
over there.
But to keep him laughing myself into a frantic, if the whooping he's going to put on you, I'll just stay here. Because if I'm at the track. I couldn't stand to see. I'd be telling him, Dungey, please get up.
Is,
get up.
Is
no,
that
don't,
a
drag,
fact?
Don't gap him like that. Don't gap him
is
like that.
Is that a fact? Is that a
no.
fact?
Ladies and gentlemen, I told Mr. Twin earlier today, he would rather go to sleep with a boa constrictor around his neck and stick his head in a 55-gallon drum full of rattlesnakes than to play with Dungey right about now. And he
is
agreed because he said nothing.
Is that a fact?
He's ladies and gentlemen. I want to see that get down here on the phone. I want you all to carry this conversation.
He was on dog.
Yeah, him and Tate was on dog, sir.
Yeah,
I'm in Fade.
I heard him. I was listening.
Yeah,
I was on there.
I had told him, earlier, don't call you out on dog, sir, because I'm going to try to get him on this show tonight. Other than he would call you out over there. I already told him to do that.
Yeah, I said that and listened to him. I heard him on dog, sir.
Now, Wick called you guys out. What y'all did turn around Wick?
Wick ain't called us out.
Yeah, he did.
We got to understand. We already know we going to run a trick or treat.
Okay, so he called you out,
yeah.
Y'all got the race. I already said, I know he did.
He
ended up running Lil Rick because he couldn't get you off. Now,
we ain't ready.
How the hell
he going
to
get up?
That's how he got Lil Rick. I understood that. But did you see him like
that? You talking about
Whitney? Whitney
ran
with Whitney. Okay, did you see him locking in with Dungey today?
I heard I came on the ASPN. I came and I think they said they were going to run about next 2 weeks or something and lock in or something.
Let me verse you up on what happened. He dog called him. He locked in with Daye. Then he thought about it. He had a flashback. Man, I just killed everybody in my crew. So what he did was he found a loophole to wiggle out of it. He said, well, I lock in next week. I got a race to run first. So he's going to do like Tony Bynes did. He's going to run that race. Car going to be in perfect shape. Then he's going to come back and say his car was broke. Because Daye said, we'll put the clause in there. You break, it's not a lock. So his car going to be broke next week. So he can't run. Did you see that? I know you heard that. That's all you guys in the South. That's what guys in the South are doing now. They're using clauses to get out from under Fade to Black. Because she didn't know for his. Wick don't want him. You don't want him. Tony Wright's scared of him. Tony Bass so scared, he moved out of state. He's so scared of him. So which one of you guys going to actually step up and take the
I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what they're going to do.
But you know what you're going to do.
We're going to punish everything. We can get it out of our sight. We come out. But once again, we can't speak on that because we ain't ready yet. We can speak when we give them all our pressure and burn rubber, then we can speak.
Let me ask you a question. Now, one of the big things today that we spoke about, when you said that you're willing to lock Daye in right now, and when you said that earlier, does that still stand or you have shelved that?
We ain't taking nothing now. But see, he don't know if he's coming to Howard Springs. And he don't want to run
Would you like me to respond to that?
Can you do your job? Can you do your job?
Would you like me to respond to that now? Okay, let me respond to that before I dial your number. He stated earlier, and ladies and gentlemen, he did. He stated he would lock Daye in right now. But ladies and gentlemen, he's trying to lock him in for Halloween. Daye has already stated he's not going to run them crappy tracks. You know, when you're carrying 600 horsepower,
you
can run those crappy tracks.
What?
He's not going to run on those crappy tracks. Twin them can run on those crappy tracks. They packing 500-600 horsepower, you know, and 500 is nicer.
Gunner,
so they
you
can
see
run those
it.
Tracks.
How this man
can't run those tracks.
And spinning around. You see that gun?
Daye can't run on those tracks, man. So he knew when he said it.
I said and spin that around.
Did I not disagree that he said he would lock Daye in? Did I agree that?
Yes.
That's what he said.
You agree, I see.
You agreed with bullshit steps. That's what you agreed. Hey, Mr. D, I told you earlier, Mr. D.
He said he would lock Daye in.
Mr. D, when you play chess, does not impress me. And the way you play chess does not impress me. So are you saying that Daye will not run at Holly Springs?
But see, this is why he quoted earlier that he would lock Daye in, but it has to be for Halloween because he know he wants to try to put him down on those crappy tracks. And Ye got 500,000 horsepower to give away. Those are the ones he's gonna use. You know,
when you're pushing
a two-stage nitrous kit, 250, 250, which is 500, and you max it out on the dyno machine that's 725 horsepower, you can run those crappy tracks. You can't run them.
But Mr. D, let me tell you something.
Yes, sir.
Lightweight champion versus a heavyweight champion. A champion is a champion. You're a lightweight or a heavyweight, right? What I'm telling
you
is it doesn't matter about the size. It matters what you can do with it. We don't care how big he is, how many horsepower he got, or whatever. We don't care about that. Let me tell you something, Mr. D. I've seen a bunch of guys, for example, that fight bulldogs. I've seen a guy have 50 dogs and ain't now one of them shit. And this man here got 3 dogs and take 3 dogs and whoop every 50 of them dogs. It doesn't matter how many you got. It matter what you doing with it.
Okay, now let me. You know, I like to respond to things, and I'm so mannerable, ladies and gentlemen. I won't say anything when he's talking. I just, you know, I expect the same. I know I won't get it because you know he's got his friends. I know I won't get that, but I expect it. You know, when I was in school, and I'm sure all of you all did the same, went to school. When we was coming up from first, second, third, fourth, fifth, you know, they didn't teach you algebra in the fourth and fifth grade. They taught you what they call math, arithmetic. And then subtraction. Well, now, once you get up to be a freshman and a sophomore, and in my case, I took it in seventh grade because I was so smart, they gave me algebra. which is a different, totally different form of math. Well, see, live action, ladies and gentlemen, is still doing simple arithmetic, and down here is doing trigonometry. You know, so there's no comparison there. See, he can't understand. We understand, don't we, ladies and gentlemen? My fans, you know, I know you all understand why he can't can hook up at those crappy tracks because he's still doing simple mathematics. Well, Dunyea is doing tree. And with that, it's a total different package, totally different. You can't expect Ye to run on those tracks. Of course, Mr. Live Action and Gunny Wood, they try to team up on me on every opportunity they get. Yeah, I'm so glad my fans understand this. I'm so glad.
You know what? You about to be one of the best I have seen take what I say and twist it and use exactly what I say and try to turn it back on me.
I just can't believe you accused me of doing such.
You about the best I've ever seen. Hey, so smooth and spoken like a true champion.
I can't believe you would accuse me of doing something that's totally not true. I just can't believe you'd accuse me of that. But then, when you have a car named Live Action, I have a guy here that one of my brother-in-law grew up with. We call him Live. Why? Because he lies so much. So we call him Live. Why? So Live Action, you know, is just an offspring, a branch off of that. So I can understand why he do the things he do. But I'm going to let him and Gunny. I want him and Mr. Gunny to continue on doing what they're doing. I'm going to call Kanye. I'm going to call Midnight. I'm going to call Keith. I'm going to get some of those guys from Fade to Black on the show and let them come back to the show.
I don't care. It's who you call. You can call Peter Pan. Ain't no need. I don't care who you call. The only thing I want to do is lock in. All that, who you call and how many horsepower he got, and he got a wheelie bar, and I don't care nothing about it. All I want to do is lock in.
Now, see, ladies and gentlemen, the first thing you're going to do, he's going to tell them you got to take your wheelie bars off. You got to take your tie. The first thing you're going to do is try to undress the car. That's the first thing
you're
going to do.
Go.
But what we're going to do, Dunye's son has a kid. We're going to bring his grandson's big wheel. So when he starts undressing the car, we will run live action with the big wheel. I'm going to call. I'm going to make a few calls here because live action is not going to continue to do Fade to Black like this. Y'all. Him and Gunny just double-teamed me. And if it went forever, I'd get him for a double.
Listen, D, I don't care if you throw the D sign up in the air like they do Batman and Gotham City. I don't care who you call.
If it wasn't for the letter, I would be in a world of trouble messing with these guys.
But you're smooth. You're mighty smooth now. I like that. You're smooth. I like the style, Mr. D. I like the style. You're smooth.
Hey, you smooth. May I make a quick comment?
Yeah,
yes, sir. Say whatever you want.
Okay. Dunye, Mr. D.
Yes, sir.
What did I tell you at the beginning of the racing season? What was my premonition that I had at the beginning of the season?
At all costs, no matter what happened, fast car is going to come from where? From
I said it was coming from the Midwest. I told you it was coming from the Midwest.
He's gonna accuse you of jumping on it now. You see how you're doing me? You see him doing me?
Uncle Larry. Somebody's riding in a helicopter. It's hard for me to kind of hear. What you say? What did you say about the beginning of the year?
At the beginning of the year, I told him the baddest call 29. The baddest small block on 28, and the baddest small block with nitrous and soft suspension was coming out the Midwest. That was my prediction for 2014.
That may be the case. But see, live action on 315, so that don't apply to us. We're on 315.
Oh, that didn't apply to you all?
Nah, we're on 315.
Oh, you're in the Midwest.
We don't apply to us. No, we down south, but we on 315.
Okay. Right.
That's just going to be another way for him not to race when you're sure.
What I'm telling you,
can't run a conflict.
I'm sorry, Mr. B. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, sir.
No, no. What were you saying now, Twin?
What I'm saying is we don't care if you come on 315 or 29. We don't care. We're going to be on 315. You know, we don't care if you come on 315, 29. We don't care. As long as you got nitrous, no bars, we don't care who it is if you don't stop suspension. But other than that, we would address those people accordingly with the full length or the ladder bars. We address them accordingly. I'm not going to say everybody. I'm going to say anybody or everybody on stop suspension, though. But we on 315. We don't care if you come with 315 or 20. Everybody complained about our 315. We never did say you got to come on 29. You can come with you some 315 just as well as we got. If everybody think, let me make sure we put something on that. Think 315s are 2 tenths faster than a 29, why not get you some? I guess they don't want to go fast if that's the case.
Let me help.
We choose
to
go fast, so we choose to run on 315.
That's the same point I made earlier today to Stokes. And Mr. D, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Why would Donye, now I heard you say earlier today that, Twain is going to try to make Donye address his part. But I know for a fact that Donye had asked Live Action to go ahead and take his 315s off and put on some slips. Why would he slow down?
Ye would never ask him to take anything off his car. That's his car. He just don't want you undressing, fade to black. And what Twin and them does, they're going to try to undress, fade to black, and get him back down to what they is, 600-700 horsepower range. And we just not going. We're not getting our horsepower away.
Hey, Twin. Is Orlando
we can't
beat
it, man. What you said about Orlando?
Is Orlando a crappy track?
It depends on which track.
As far as Holly Springs got plenty of records set down now. Well, I can't tell you, setting records.
Yep, but look who's setting though. Only the guys in the South are setting it. You guys go past 9 O's in a quarter mile. That's a record for you guys.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, y'all know come down here and set y'all some records in since it's so easy.
Anyone down there that can run past 9 O's in a quarter is a record for them.
I don't know how fast a quarter is. We don't run quarter. I don't even know how fast that is in a quarter. I don't know. We run. I know Orlando ain't no crappy track. I know Holly Springs ain't no crappy track. I know neither one of them no crappy track.
Mr. D, can we put this to bed? I don't. And see, Twin, I'm not trying to beat Mr. D. I'm just trying to get down to the bottom of it. What was said was that you were not, that there was nobody else out there left to run Fade to Black.
Come on, man. All these boys down there, South are running.
Let me say this, man. They're
going to get plenty of action in the South. And I don't got to speak about the North. But they're going to get plenty. He has at least 4 or 5 races in the South.
Can I say this? Hey, Mr. Gunny. Did you see a 2502 number there? If you see a 2502 there, can you open that mic for me, sir?
Got 2502. Let me check it. Yes, I do. Yeah. It is right here.
Yeah.
702502. Your mic is open.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, y'all?
What's up, Rick? Man, I need some help here, Rick. These guys are double teaming me, and if it wasn't for Larry, I'd be in a world of trouble here, man. I got 20
well,
them
South
guys down south, man. He
dirty
down there,
south of guns.
Trying to get down here to come to these crappy tracks to run and want him to take his tires off, take his notches off, let them spray at him. I don't understand these guys, man. Then now he's up here saying all the guys in the South going to run down here. But he's been on dog show all day begging for action. Nobody stepped up a wick, and then he wiggled out of it.
Well, I'm going to say this about O'Donnell. You know, I can't call nothing about his car, call no shots or none of that. But if he lets no drag, he ought to run every last one of them.
We want to start with live action.
Every one of them. If whatever, just get them all together one track and knock them in the head all the same day. Like a good track over here, like Martin, Michigan or somewhere.
Well,
Don,
let's
I know what it is.
What do you think about this, Rick? He wants to lock down your end, but he wants to do it for Halloween. Don't you feel like he's trying to stretch the time way off in November somewhere, hoping we'd be cold weather here, so then you got to come down to where them crappy tracks to run?
I talked
to his machine guy yesterday because I knew his car was coming today, so I called yesterday and talked to the machine.
Well, what's the machine guy's name?
I can't tell you that. The man told me not to reveal my thoughts.
He paid me not. Yeah, my baby.
My grandbaby telling me he go down, you ain't gonna whoop him. He paid me not to be on my story.
That's BC on the line with us.
I got Johnny on the line. I got a twin on the line, and I just sent a text out for Dougie to call in.
Hold on one second. Let me get this on the call. Hold on, D. I'll be right back.
Mr. Gunn, if you see a 9598, please let me know. If you happen to see
sir.
A 9598, let me know, sir. I need to get that mic
over. I'll be more than happy. I'll be more than happy to let you know.
I know I got some more guys from Fade to Black on. You don't want to open their mic, but I know they own. I gotta tell my other sources to get them up with the board to get these mics open because they don't want you don't want them in for fear that they're gonna lie.
Mr. D, I like the way you lie. It motivates me. You drove quite a few miles. I'm not on the phone.
All I got to say is, would I do a thing like that? My fans know. I'm so glad that my fans that call our show every Saturday. I want to say again, my fan, we love you. We love you. We love you. Uncle Larry, I could not make it. You know what? This is why
you know what. Hey, hold on. I got a Mr. D. Isn't Farrakhan from Chicago also? Mr. D.
Minerable.
Isn't Farrakhan also from Chicago?
Minerable.
So you know Espanol now, huh? Well, you speak Espanol all of a sudden. I'll tell you what. You remind me of Farrakhan because you are a great orator. Boy, you can ingratiate yourself with your people and spew lies. You can ingratiate yourself with the left side of your mouth. And
Uncle Larry, do you say you're trying to twist my words, Uncle Larry?
Yeah.
I tell you what.
You got a bitch
for the
words.
For the fans on Clocks Off, what I'm going to do, right, I'm going to go back and download this show tonight. And I'm going to post it up all over social networks on every website there is and show you point blank of how Mr. D is picking up bad habits from other people and trying to pull the wool over you guys' eyes. Now, Twin has stated that he will run Don Yates, but his car is not ready. And I know for a fact Twin Live Action is ready to run Donye, and he said he will lock him in now for the end of October when his car is ready. Now, I tell you like this. Twin is a gambling man, and I'm pretty sure he's willing to lock in enough to make it well worth Donye's time. So, you know, that's that. And they can put the brake stiff in there. If Fade to Black doesn't pick up any bad habits from the South and say his car is broke, you know what I mean? His cars broke all of a sudden, and he can't run. I'm pretty sure that race would get off. Now, Twin's car is not ready yet. You cannot make him run his car right now, Mr. D. His car is not ready yet, sir. How can you get butter from the duck when they're in there? How can you get blood from the turnip? Twin is ready to engage. He wants to engage, but he said he will be ready to engage at the end of October. If you can get Donye to engage with him at the end of October, then we will see some stuff. Twin already said that he'll run him at Holly Springs. He said that he'll run him down in Orlando. He said he'll run him at South Georgia Motorsports Park. He even said he'll come up there and run him at 131. He said that is a great possibility.
That'll probably be. That's
what more do you want from out of this man right here? He's trying to engage. He wants to engage. And he wants Donye. We also know that Donye asked him to take him.
See, everybody wanting. It's easy. I want to catch the lottery, but I haven't done it yet.
Yeah, I agree.
Sometimes I'm scared to buy a ticket. And that's what
I'm saying.
Everybody wanting, but nobody want to buy a ticket to the show.
I agree.
That's probably live action.
Hey,
I don't agree with that.
We started with live action. He won't buy a ticket to the show.
Let me buy one in advance then. I'm trying to buy mine in advance.
But you're trying to buy it in
advance.
I'm
trying to buy mine in advance.
A guy offered late just a couple hours ago $100,000 for his car, and he wouldn't sell it because we're trying to wait to whoop you with it first. So the car might be sold before you even get ready, you know. We can't wait forever on one car.
Well, if you come for $100,000, that's a lock up.
He said, whoever buys it, he going to get on their behind.
Yeah, he should. Hey, Rick, he's going to get on. The reason he's going to get on, he's going to be so glad they bought it so he ain't got to run them. There's no one in the South want no prize of that. Hey, Twin, you see Tony Bynes didn't bring that car, did he?
We ain't on Tony Bynes.
I told Wick last
week.
We
call live action.
I told Wick. I said, Wick, I do not believe Tony Bynes is going to bring that car through the gate. He didn't even bring it to the state.
What
you going to do?
That you don't understand what I just said.
You
going to
come up here, but you
got to
have a car.
What part of
the
week? Did you understand what I mean?
You started trying to get him to come down to Hattiesburg to them crappy tracks. You ain't
not Hattiesburg. Hollis Springs.
Hollis Springs, not Hattiesburg.
Yeah, but see. I don't like Hattiesburg either.
Look here. Hollis Springs is a track that you can run if you're using like a 1970 boot, a 1970 Deuce, horsepower from the factory.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can run those kind of cars. You can't run your car. No,
hey, let me ask you a question, B.
What's this?
Donnie races all over. He goes all over. How about somebody come and date him at home sometime? Let him be able to drive a couple hours and
let him be the host, right? Let him host. Uncle Larry asked the same question. You know what, Rick? Uncle Larry asked the same question, and him and Gunny jumped out over Uncle Larry, man. They jumped over so high, my phone fell out, man.
No, I did. What I know, Uncle Larry and Uncle D is next year, because by the time we get ready, it'll be too cold for y'all to do anything, and we probably can come up there next year. That's what I said.
I don't believe Donnie gonna run too much longer because our season is almost up, and them dudes work regular jobs, so they can't be traveling like that all the time.
Yeah, but look here, Rick. Uncle Larry asked this question earlier. Uncle Larry said, Twin, how many times have you ran the guys from the north? His answer was never. So Uncle Larry said, why not let us host you guys sometime? And him and Gunner just jumped out over and chewed Uncle Larry up, man. I was surprised Uncle Larry's still on the phone. I really am.
Where you get this dude from, man?
Man, I don't even know, but I was like a fine ass back. Man, is he?
Where did you get this dude from?
See, you know what? Now, Twin, on the phone earlier today, you couldn't get a word in when Mr. D was on the phone.
At all.
Man, I've never seen Mr. D like that. Now he didn't have time.
That's what you told me.
If you notice, who told him that? His ace, Coon Boone, the one told him that. I'm so glad that the fans that called in on my show said, I'm so glad they know the real me. Because if they didn't, they'd be listening to Twin and Gunny. They have a misconception of me.
You know what they're saying? They're saying them two dudes really got him shook up. Uncle D using everything he got trying to wiggle up out of that. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, he really is. He really is.
He really shook up.
Big drag.
Yes, I'm asking Rick a question. Rick, do you think Donnie is in the way already?
Yeah.
Big drag on him.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, big drag is on him.
Oh, big drag.
What's up, Twitch?
I don't know, big drag. How you doing?
I'm good. You got your little action there now, partner. I know the last time I seen you, you was over there talking about how you couldn't get whooped. Well, you was a bad boy that day, so I can't say you wasn't. I got to go along with what you said that day, but they got these northern boys don't care nothing about you.
They ain't gonna whoop your brakes off of it.
That's what they say, Big Drag. That's what they say. But I understand some folks, like I try to say, we're same thing. I don't blame Donnie. I don't blame anybody. If you don't feel comfortable, if you don't feel safe, I advise you not to go there. Like old buddy told his car last night in Phoenix City, I was just telling him about earlier. You know,
who that?
The white dude named Brian with the blue Mustang. That wanted to shoot out up there in Jackson on the 29, because they banned him.
Bob Davis.
Mark.
Brian Allen, a white dude.
Okay, yeah,
Brian,
I heard something about Allen. I did hear something about Allen had a wrecked his car or something like that, but I didn't know who they were talking about.
So remember, he was down with Bud Nick, and he got a pretty old blue, the blue Mustang. He got a long wing on it, and it kind of stretched out, and he wanted a little shootout up there in Jackson that Mike had up there.
Is he okay, right?
Yeah, broke his finger and just a little bruise up in the shoulder and everything. But other than that, he's fine. But
well, thank God
for
that.
Yeah.
They can replace their car.
That's right.
As long as the driver's going to be all right, that's the thing.
Some of these tracks are just not fast. I mean, it's not good enough for a very fast car, you know what I'm saying? So, you know. I can see myself spending $30,000 in a car going to a $30 track.
Them kind of tracks you can run on. Tracks that can't hold a fast car.
You know what, Twin? Those cars, see, what y'all trying to do is actually worse than a pro mod or a pro stock car. The thing about it, you have a car that's built, you know, to take that power one when you got a pro stock or pro mod. Then you also have tires big enough that'll handle, you know, a decent track. We just said decent track. But when you're going to one of these mediocre tracks, with all that doggone power that you guys be having in them cars, on them little tires, man, it's just a recipe for something to happen.
I agree with you. But at the same time, you know, it's all about safety first. You know, safety first.
Yeah.
If you feel comfortable going there, if I feel comfortable going there, let's just go on and get it on. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's simple as that. You know, but at the same time, I don't blame nobody for going nowhere that they don't feel comfortable with. You know what I'm saying? It's just a bottom
line. That's right.
You know,
That's right.
I can't blame Dunye if he don't want to do that. At the same time, don't blame me if we say our crew decide we, because we ain't one man doing that. No hell, it's a whole crew. All of us make a decision on, you know, where we going to go at and who we going to run and how we going to get them. It's a team effort over here. It ain't just one man.
That's what makes it, you know, that's what makes a good racing team, you know, is team effort, you know. And,
I agree. It's
a lot of fun on
stuff. Mm-hmm. Everybody do their job. You know, it's a team effort. A team going to make a decision on it, you know, where we're going to go and what we're going to run and who we're going to run. You know, it's just a team effort. One man just going to make one call over here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a spokesperson. I'm just doing a talk. I'm just doing a lot of talking. That's all I'm doing, just a spokesperson.
That's a part of the game, and that's what the team got to have, a spokesman, you know, and you got to feel, if you don't feel confident in your operation, then shoot, how you going to get respect the next man to believe in you?
That's right, like I said. But, you know, we can't put it in motion, and I know who to get it together, you know, and put it in motion. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? I know how to put the pieces together to get it in motion. But, you know, it's a team effort over here. Everybody got to work. You know, ourselves is just, everybody got to see what their schedule look like, who doing this, okay, what you think about that track? Do you think we can run them over there? Do you think that track will hold us? Do you think it's a safety, you know, a safety issue
mm-hmm.
over there? You know, it's a team effort. Everybody make a decision on it.
Mm-hmm.
Why would the track not hold
you? I know everybody like Holly Springs, and I know, what's that?
I said, how could you all think a track wouldn't hold you all? I mean, air track will hold you all. U.S. Third, the whole time, but you all putting out, it don't exist no more.
No, it won't.
Hey, dude, they riding the maroon, reddish looking.
I've seen them guys run. I crack jokes with them. They can run fast. It's just they just second place when it comes to yay. I tell them, whoever finished last is the first one to finish second. They just the first one to finish second. Yeah, that's all.
Big guys.
Yes, sir.
Were you down in Orlando?
No, I didn't go to Orlando this year.
Okay. I was going to ask you what you thought about that track now and then. That's what I was.
No, I didn't. You talking about Orlando Speed World, the drag strip itself?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I haven't ran Orlando in a long time. I ran it back in the late 80s when I used to go down to Bradenton to the bracket races. But at that time, we weren't that fast, you know. We thought the track was fine. From what I know about Orlando, the last few years they had that Speed World stuff, I've heard a lot of complaints. But me, myself, I can't really say because I wasn't there to see it.
Anyway, but let me ask you this. Why worry about, why try to scheme and connive like Gunny and Twin is doing? Why try to scheme and connive down here to a track that can only hold their power when they could come to Martin? They can come to a track that they know going to pin them to the ground.
You know, well, we can't address that until next year. So we can talk about that next year. We got something we can talk about this year.
You know, all year to get the car together. But now since
well,
all year together, they're not going to be together
we
next
just
year.
A little slow. I'm just saying, we're just a little slow. We ain't got it like that. And we are not able to move as fast as some people. You know, it's just as simple as that.
Well, that's understandable, bro. You know, that's understandable. And this day and age, you know, you got to have a team to do what it is that you guys are doing.
To be,
one-man team ain't going
to
work.
Competitive. There you go. To be competitive,
you know,
yeah, they're going to take a
you
team.
You know what that was, right, Rick? You see what he just said, right? He
what
said, you know, we just don't have it like that. We know you don't have the kind of horsepower down you got, so you're searching. We understand that.
and I told you one time, we don't care how many horsepower. Listen, man, we will be 6, 7, 2, 7, 4, 3, 7, 2, 8. We don't care nothing about your cubic inches. We don't care nothing about that. All we know is getting that water. We don't care
nothing
about
the motor. If I know I'm not going to run a gap, I don't care what he got neither. I know I'm going to duck
it out. But guess what? Who is this now? Uncle Larry. Who, I mean, Mr. D.
No, this is Uncle Larry.
Whoever this is, Rick, well, whoever this is, last time I recall when both of us at the track, we wasn't the one that wasn't trying to go. Last time I recall. Now check
last
them file.
Why
last time
go?
We was at the track, and you were done with that, and we were there, we wasn't a hold up.
I just got a text from him that said you wasn't taking bullet bars off.
I don't care what Dunya said. Dunya ain't told you no shit like that.
Just texted.
We wasn't a hold up. Nah.
He just texted and said you gonna take bullet bars off. He said you had Gunny trying to con him into taking bullet bars off.
Hey, hold on. You know what? Y'all got me kind of confused, okay? And the reason I'm saying I'm kind of confused is because of this. Twin, if you and Donye run, are you all having the same size tires on, or will you all have different tires? If Donye come with a 29, you coming with a 29, or you come with a 315?
Probably 315, but if 315 won't work, then we'll just have to go to the 29. But our first preference is going to be 315.
Well, the reason that I had asked that question was because of the simple fact that in the Midwest, we used to race a guy regardless to what size tire that he had on his car.
When we started coming to the South,
people told us that we had to have a certain size tire on to run them and so forth and so on. Now, a 315 is a larger tire than a 29. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's correct. Okay. With it being a larger tire, then Donye got larger tires that he could put on his car too also. But the thing is that they're trying to put everything on equal terms as far as having a race is concerned. So the reason I'm asking that question because of the simple fact that a 315 is a larger tire than a 29.
But they've been doing this for the longest, and they say the same thing is equivalent as a 29. So that's why we said 315 to 29. Every time they had a shootout, they said 315 to 29 because they compare both of those tires to each other. That's why we all said 315 or 29.
So that's an agreement that you and him have to make, in other words.
But at the same time, we didn't say you couldn't come with your 315, though. We did say
that.
Yeah,
but I don't think he had a set of 315. I don't never remember having a set of 315. I remember having some 14 or 1500s on there.
Who
that is? So that's the reason why I was asking that question. That would be a larger tie, you know. So my thing is,
you know, 33, I think, one while. He run a 10.5W33. I ain't never known Donye to really run no drag rail.
He's never ran them. He's never ran them.
I don't think that I don't know. I don't remember Donye run a drag rail on his car.
I don't know either.
But I'm just what I'm saying. We're not telling him or whoever that they couldn't come on the 3-2 team. We're not trying to say that.
Yeah,
you know, when you and him do y'all thing, it may not make a difference. You know, I was just asking the question per se, and the reason so because the first thing I first time I ever started hearing anything about tie size was later
down
on down the
south.
Road. So that's why I thought I would ask that question.
And once again, like we said, time change. You know what I'm saying? Take my change, time change.
Right, right.
You
right.
know, that goes in effect with that.
One thing
I agree with y'all, I know Donye will go. I know that. I believe we got a big crew, including Mr. D, because he's one hell of a spokesperson. You know, I just figure we just have to get on the site. We just if it's this week, next month, or next year, I believe if we ever work it out and can get it on, he running at the same time we running, we'll get it on. I believe a lot of people would like to see it, you know.
I'm
not
sure
like it's not going to be a pretty picture. It's not going to be a pretty picture, but we will get it on.
Hey, Dredd, Twin, Uncle Larry, Mr. Grant, I'm going to say this here. Uncle Larry just brought a very interesting point up when he brought about the tire sign. You know, the South couldn't beat the North for nothing else, so they had to come up with something to start stipulating time.
Oh, this is why
they came.
Let me ask you a question, Twin.
Everybody from enough never can have any this week.
Yeah, what's up?
What you think about old Bobby Cole? Twin, Bobby ready?
What about him?
You gonna try Bobby?
I thought you were talking about something. Anyway, next caller.
Come on, man.
Next caller.
That you just called him out today.
We're going to listen. That's what I'm saying. If Donye don't lock in, we don't care if Donye lock in, you know, because we're going to go to trick-or-treat anyway. We're going to raise all three of 901 cars at trick-or-treat. So if Donye down, then we'll, you know, if you want to do something, we'll take it down then. But really, I keep stressing the lock him in because I know when he see us punish them, he ain't going to come. That's the only reason I keep saying about lock in. But we're going to run 901, all three of their cars right there at Trick or Treat. And back to after Donye see that,
really,
he ain't going to move.
Rick really just, in so many words, said he was locking all three cars in with Donye. Then he called all of them out today. Everything, he just called a 901 crew out. He said for now, all the cars they got, he's going to change his NAS to 902 when he gets through with him. So he didn't
know.
He called Tony Rudd out, Tony Bynes, everything Wick got, Bobby Cole out. He told Mike Hill to put his Drax back together, going to run him. He asked somebody to get into your Bob Glidden, he said he's going to run him.
What's that deal? That name must be on some.
He said he won't care about that. He went home. He had Dog to put in a call to NHRA to get John Force online so somebody can give him competition.
I know that's who it is. Yeah. Now, Tony Wright ain't going to do them and make a bunch of videos. Now, he's going to make some hell of a video now. Tony Wright is. He's going to make some hell of a video, and he's going to do a lot of stuff.
You ain't talking bad like that about Tony Wright, man. Tony will try you.
Man, Tony Wright ain't going to do nothing but what he's been doing, making videos. That's it. That's all Tony Wright going to do. Now, Tony Bynes will go. But Tony Wright's going to make videos.
How Tony Bynes, he'll go against you. He'll run you. He ain't going to run down yay.
Well, he don't feel he has enough at this time. Y'all ain't got to listen. What Tony hasn't done, he has got to put Tony. He got to rub Tony the right way to make Tony go. Like a genie. See, he rubbed Tony the right way. Tony go. Yeah. Now, Tony Bynes will go. Let me what I'm talking about. Tony Bynes will go. Tony Wright going to make some videos.
Tony Wright went to Maryland. He didn't take his car.
Huh?
He went to Maryland, but he didn't bring a car. He knew Donye was there. So he left his car, left all his car keys and everything.
I bet he made a video. Did he make a video?
Tony Bynes.
Oh,
Tony Bynes.
Oh, oh, oh.
Tony Bynes
no,
didn't take a set of keys
this Saturday,
correct?
I don't think he had oil pressure. I don't think he got oil pressure.
He got oil pressure now. That defeat is over. He got oil pressure now.
I don't think he had oil pressure. That's why I don't think they brought Rambo.
Yeah, oil pressure, water pressure. He just had temper pressure to Ohio. His blood pressure was high. So
okay.
He got in lane and makes a face of black, what time is it going to be?
Oh, okay.
Hey, what happened to, hey, Mr. D, I got to ask you a question. Now, what happened to Danya? Were you able to get Danya on the phone? He heard Trent was on the phone and he wouldn't come.
You know, I got this new phone. I'm set up phone with it right now, trying to get it.
Oh,
in
he
line.
Threw his phone in Lake Michigan. He heard Trent was on the phone.
He
threw his phone all over Lake Michigan.
He's still on the show with Dog.
He's winning so much, he might be done bought one of them phones he can talk to overseas people with.
He's spending the South money. He should be able to buy what he wants.
That's right,
Mr.
D. But I'll wait. You tell me who out of South money he can spend. I'll wait.
Who you ran? Who you ran?
I'll wait.
He's spending money right now. He just ran. Oh, yeah, I forgot. He drove the Rick again, too.
I don't keep up with a known factor. He's a non-factor to us. I don't keep up with him. If anybody speak on it, and I hear, okay, cool, but he's a non-factor to us. So I don't keep up with him. I'm not a fan.
Hey, Rick, you ever notice all of them non-factors when they're not raising? Now, as soon as he got me, he said, you're going to call him Mr. Gang and tell him, man, why you going to try to get me to run that race? You know I ain't going to run that race.
If y'all get done here on the phone, I'm going to hang up.
I believe that what you're going to do, you're going to hang up as soon as Jay come on the line, and you're going
to
swear that.
Okay, I knew that would get y'all motivated to set me up then, try to get him on that line. Man, I knew that was
you gonna say, bad weather came through, and now you can't get back.
Is that a fact?
Hey, Rick. Hey, Greg. How you landing? I know I'm going to land.
I'm going with the home team, man.
That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to go with your home team. Because we got to have y'all down with your home team. That way we have somebody to bet. We can't see eye to eye. That way we'll have somebody to raise. It got to be
right.
Like that. That's the way it needs to be.
I'm going with the home team. Win, lose, or draw.
That's right. That's good. We bam that head into that wall one or two times, but it'll be over with.
Linger along. Y'all don't leave y'all head at home now. You bring your head with you to the race now.
Up high. Believe that. Up high. Boy, I tell you, we made one sell his car and one trying to sell his car. Don't let it be another G-body up there for sale. Boy, I tell you. It's a shame.
Okay.
Y'all got anybody else up there? Who is on?
Okay.
I ain't no young money. I'm not going to talk about no young money.
Wait.
Somebody else.
Hey, got it.
You scared of young money?
Got it. Can you put my tag on stuff?
Yes, sir.
You scared of young money there? Hey, Quinn.
Yeah, what's up?
You scared of young money?
Man, come on, man. Cut it out.
You scared of getting back to the door?
Listen, man. Cut it out.
You got it.
Quit playing, man. Quit playing, whoever that is. Quit playing.
This drag.
Yeah. Quit playing, man. With this big drag.
Yes, sir.
And you going to ask me something like that? Come on, man. Don't do that, man. Who is he? Who is he?
Okay.
Listen. Kate the Great, Young Money, and Donye. I get Donye the champion. I get Donye supposed to be the Ric Flair of that squad up there. You know what I'm saying? I get that. Yeah, we'll get out of there. Who is John Doe? I've been hearing something about John Doe. Who is that? Is he a backhand car? Or he 29 or 10-5? What are you? Y'all know who that is?
I know they got that car, but I don't really know much about it. Now, them boys from, they Midwest boys, but they from Detroit. You know, we from Chi.
What kind of car? That backhand?
A back end car? You don't know what kind of car it is?
I've seen it at the race. They had it at the race, I think that was, but they didn't run it. But I didn't go look at the car.
I don't know, but I know Tate the Great, or used to be great, and what a Young Money. Whit said he's going to beat him. Say we'll never get a chance to get our hands on him. Whit said he's going to kill him quick. And we're going to get all three of them. If we can trick him down here in the South. That's a trick. I got tricked out, trick him down here.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I trick him down here, we're going to get him. I'm going to trick him down here. That's my job. So my job is to try to trick somebody. Everybody on our team got a job. That's my job. Mm-hmm. Now come down here and see how quick we go to your ass. If you think it's a game.
Okay.
Yeah. If you think it's a game, come down here. We catch you down here. That's a better way to put it. We catch you down here.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't nobody like it?
You're going to come back?
Yeah.
When we come to you, you gonna come back to us?
Oh, man, yeah, it's a payday. Yeah, it's a payday. Yeah, we just catch out next year, though. Because I know by the time we get ready, y'all season going to be about over. It's going to be too cold up there. So we'll just probably have to catch out next year and shit. But, yeah, we'll come up there because it's going to be easy money. Free pick. Yeah, we'll come up there. Yeah, free pick. All up through there, free picks. That's right. I said it, Big Drag. I mean what I said, and I said what I meant.
Okay, I hear you.
That's right.
You know, like I told you, I'm better with the home team. I ain't got nothing to get in the ring with.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You're supposed to go with the home team. Big Drag. And see, I know you are the, you are the one with the big kahunas up there, so I know everybody's going to follow you, so that's good. That's
real. I'm kind of like a semi-retirement.
I understand that, but you still respect it, though. You still respect it. Your opinion and all that, still respect it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But sooner or later, we're going to bring a couple shirts and everything so y'all can go up there and wear them up there, guys. Big Drag, and let people know you done jump ship.
Troy, just send me some shirts. I'm gonna wear them some of anyway.
We need to get some made. We got about another 2 more months. So I guess we'll try to get some made here in a minute, next week or so. I know Big Drag. What you about a 5 or 6?
If you give me a good shirt, I can wear a 3X, but if that song ain't no good one, I'm going to have a 4 or 5.
I'm going to have to have a good one, baby. We ain't going to get nothing going to draw up on you now.
Okay.
Hey, yeah, I like the Incredible Hulk.
I'll be busting out that mug.
Hey, Rick.
What's
up? Mr. Twin.
What's up?
I want to ask you again, Mr. Twin, while I got to the show here, I got drag here. I got like
now,
a
you got me talking about on three ways that you can try to get me to say it again, but go ahead on.
Now, Mr. Twin, I got a tricky for the twin. I've never tricked a person in my life. I never played trick or treat. I don't care.
Whatever I say, I'll say it again.
I believe that. That's why I want to ask you a question now. Are you willing to come to the North to run my nephew?
Known as Donnie A in some of the way. That's what you're saying. That's what you said, right?
Yes. Are you willing to come to the Northern?
It'll be next year, though. It'll be next year. It won't be this year.
We'd love to have you guys over here. Ain't nobody really think y'all caught neither, man. Them dudes, man, enjoy yourself if y'all came over here. We got some really choice drag strips around here, too, you know, that we run on. Especially the classic five.
I heard about one up there in Martin, Michigan. I think that's it.
We got two three tracks. Hold on, Mr. Flynn. We're not talking about tracks right now. I want to ask you another question. I'm going to let you get back in what you were doing. Did you not tell me that the last time you and Don Yeager at the track deal, you said he was the one that was trying to go and you was the one not trying to go, correct?
There you go, turning it around. I know that Mr. D. I know it's him.
No, I'm asking you a question.
That ain't what I see. That ain't what I see.
Okay, so
I said we wasn't the holdup. He wasn't trying to go.
Well, he didn't want to take his wheelbars off, and you want him to deform his car?
I don't know what he didn't take off. I know we was in Hot Springs. He didn't want to go.
Well, you had him on that crappy track.
Huh?
I'm going to call down here and ask him what he run you.
I'm going to tell you one more thing. I don't care who you call.
Okay.
I don't care who you call. I bet you they tricked him out of Hot Springs. Now call him less than that.
We can lock in on Florida, big Lowe's rate. I don't care what you got on. Or we can lock in for Holly Springs.
Uh-huh.
To both have on 29, no Willie Park. Now what you want to do?
We can lock in. Well, we ain't going to big low race because we going to Florida race. We can lock in for Holly Springs, and we going to have on 315. You can come up with your 29. But we don't have a 315.
Okay. Well, so this ain't going nowhere then. This.
Well, we gonna keep fighting it out then, Daniel.
I'm going to Holly Springs.
Okay, you going over there? Okay, I'm through talking.
I'm
gonna
tell you right now. I ain't locking nobody in. And if I can't go down that track, I ain't gonna even try to fight.
Okay, that's not a problem. That's not a problem, Dirty Head, because we're going to be there as well. And really, I'm talking a bunch of shit. I didn't want to really lock you in anyway, but in a way
we do that.
I know we're going to run with them. And the only reason I want to go ahead and lock you in, because after you see us punish with them, I didn't want you to try to get away. That's why I said something about trying to lock you in. Because I know
hold on.
How many cars do we have? And we've had three cars.
Yeah, you ain't the trick or treat, man.
Did you not try to lock all the Wick cars in today?
Man, I'm finna kill Wick on the 6th, man. He gonna be dead already. So how you gonna get him?
No, we gonna run all three of them: Charlie, Gangster, and Candy Cane. We gonna run all three of them at trick or treat.
Man, I just tried to lock them both in. He said they got a race this weekend. They got a race for Arkansas.
Yeah. I thought they had one on the 6th.
No, we locking in for the SEP. See, September come before October.
I'm a little slow.
He praying for us to slow.
I'm a little slow.
Hopefully we'll do a rain day as twin to a snow day.
There you go. Yay, you going to be on the Holly Springs, bro, and we would love to get it on with. But I know we're going to run with now, but I don't want to run you off. I don't want to run you off. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't going to run me off. I ain't gonna even get myself in no trouble there.
If you fuck with the
315, you're going to be in a lot of trouble, Daniel. If you fuck with the 315.
Why is that you only want to run him in Holly Springs? Why you can't come here and run
you? Well, see, that's the same thing. If you put on 29s, I'm going to murder y'all.
That may be the case, but I ain't going to put him on now.
I ain't going to put no 315 on.
So in other words, you scared of Daniel.
You going to go, Daniel.
Is that what you said? You said you scared of Daniel. Hey, God, did I say we were going to mess with my nephew, man?
What I'm saying is, we come the best way we want to. Daniel come the best way he want to. Let's just do like Marvin Gaye and get it on. That's what I'm saying.
I tell you what I'm going to do.
You gonna stay the fuck away from that red bitch from Decatur? That's what you gonna do?
I'm gonna lock in. Just what you just said for Baldy's race.
What you want to run that Baldy race?
Yeah, you come at your best. I'm gonna come at my best.
We ain't gonna do that. I thought you wanted to run the Baldy race. You just said you wasn't going to Baldy race. You started
the Baldy race. Wait here.
You just said you wanted to run the Baldy race. Now you going to Baldy race.
No, I never said I wasn't going. I never said I wasn't going.
You said you're going to Big Low Raid. And then you're going to come back at the mid-weekend. Then you're going to come rap back the mid-weekend and go to Baldur Raid.
Well, see, I'm going to leave all my stuff down now.
Okay. You got it right there. Okay, I forgot. Okay.
Yeah, I ain't
ready.
Now, just
put them 29s on. Put them 29s on the meet up down there, or just meet us in Holly Springs. I don't care which one you sell.
Hey, Mr. Gunny.
Let these two gentlemen talk. I want to hear what these two men got to say. I'm trying to make heads and tails out of what's going on. And I'm sure the fans
now, I know you're going to Big Low's race.
We're going to Trick or Treat. I know we're going to them too. Other places, I cannot tell you if we're going to go or not. But I know for a fact we're going to them two places. That I do know. But who knows, in between those times, we might, somebody might want to do something, we might lock in. But as of right now, I know we're going to Holly Springs, and I know we're going to Baldurate. I know them for a fact.
Holly Springs, I'm trying to lock me a motherfucker in that got slicked on.
Okay, that's gonna be gangster. They're gonna be gangster. So you're gonna go over there and try to gangster? Yeah, I'm trying to lock him in. I'm trying to lock him in for the six. I ain't mad at it. I'm promise. I ain't mad at it. I ain't mad at it. I'm ready. I see you. Mike Hill can't make it. So I guess the cops still gonna be there, but Mike ain't gonna be there. Well, you know they ain't gonna run if Mike there. Hell, that's just like New England playing basketball.
They got two or three drivers over there now. That ain't got nothing to do with the tuning though. Well, Mike ain't gonna be there. That ain't gonna happen. It shouldn't be much tuning. Mike already said that on point. That shit sounds good.
You look good, Dang. Ain't that good? But and guess what? You got a whole bunch of people up north with you. All them hauling the home team. That's good. I'm glad to see you got this thing rolling and you kicking ass. I'm glad to see that because we need some people like you up north doing their thing, making the north represent, stand up for the north. I like that. But your ass coming out here in this dirty south, we're going to punish you. We're going to punish you, Donnie. You've been running and ducking your ass in last year.
You know what, man? I think everybody who won't run you because you got drag radio on there. That's right. Well, get y'all some. That's right. You damn sure right.
So get y'all some.
I don't go to drag radio track, so I can't get that. You're right. That's exactly what you said. Everybody's talking about 315.
We gonna get some 315s and we gonna run y'all next year.
Hey,
it's 2014. What's up? Is
315 your best? That's running at your best?
That's our best. 315.
Okay, well, why don't you let the guy put on his best?
He can't put on his 315.
He'll put his best on. You put your best on, and he'll come to Baldy Race.
If they 315 or 29, does it be?
You ain't sounding the same now. You're not sounding the same like you was early. You did say that you would run down there any kind of way.
I'ma say it one more again. Anybody in the world, nitrous,
man.
No bars, stop suspension, with 315s or 29, anybody in the world. Now, anybody for as I dealt with stops, or I mean 29, 315, no bars, nitrous, we will address those people accordingly. Well, put your best on there and let us get up out of there then. No, we'll take that. Put your best on there and let us get up out of there. He's big. Hey, you know what? Hold on. I tell you what.
I'm gonna let you get up out of there if you can move first on that tree.
No, okay. Now, well, that stopped then, goddamn. He's going big in there.
I told you, I mentioned to you before, I said, Daniel, do not let nobody handicap you. I told you that a few years ago. You remember that?
Let her get up out of there and let her get up out of there.
He ain't gonna let him get up out of there. But you put your best on. You put your best on Twitter, and I believe Donye gonna get it.
I got my best. The 315. That's my best.
Okay.
Now put your best 315 on there. Put your best 315 or 29 on there. Bring that bitch.
He's gonna run drag race.
Hey,
run.
Put 29 on that.
Did not tell you he was gonna try to tell Donye what to do to his car, what to put on, and what to take off. Did I not tell Mr. Gunn that earlier?
There was a time
they used to tell Donye, we don't care what you got on.
Who said that?
Everybody used to tell him that. Yeah. They used to tell him
that.
They tell him that.
Once upon a time, Coach used to be a nickel. So we ain't going to talk about once upon a time. We talking about that.
No, live action is dead action when Donye is around.
Donye look like, according to what you said, Twin Donye doing like a Jefferson.
He doing like what?
He's doing like the Jeffersons. He's moving on up.
Hey, while he's doing like the Jeffersons, he better remember what the heartbeat said. I mean, the poet said the heartbeat stopped him. Remember that?
I don't think y'all want to stop, Twin.
Twin, you're right. Your heartbeat did stop. No sooner than you came on the phone, your heart stopped.
Whatever you do, never listen to none drag tell you. Do not let them son of a gun. Don't let nobody tell you how to run your race, bro. If you want to run, then don't run. You're right, Big Drag.
I agree with you there. But if your ass come down to Hollow Springs, we're probably going to gap your ass when you catch it down now.
I'm finna go and lock y'all in. Y'all got a little pressure.
On trick or treat, we had all pressure.
Oh, I tell you, y'all gonna lock you in for the six.
No, you weren't finna lock me in. You were flexing in front like you finna lock me in. That's what you were doing.
Hey, Twin, another thing too, Twin. God, no, you know, God, you got a G-body car. You got a Mustang, man. Those two ain't the same.
Well, I tell you what, man. I tell you what, we'll do this right here. We'll take our G by the cut and run Donye in Orlando. Let him move, Donye. With 275 on it.
Let you move. God.
Yeah, we're
going to
have 275 on it. Let him move. We're going to have 275 on it. Just let him move.
Put 29s on.
We got the red car. We got the red car, you know, 315. You know, we.
What red car?
He's doing a lot of moves.
Mustang. That's 315.
Now what G body you talking
about? G body, we got a G body, we'll be out with 275 on that. But it'll be ready probably ready around Orlando. It'll be ready by Orlando. It won't be ready.
Well, Orlando is close to Christmas time, Twin. But I plan on
getting my motherfucking Christmas gift from him.
He don't
right.
look
hey,
good
you
like
know what?
Santa Claus. He don't look
hey.
Like Santa Claus to me.
Hey,
giving away stuff.
He's doing a lot of big,
man.
That's
yes,
doing a lot of big.
Hey,
Diane. Earlier, I couldn't put in edgewise for him and Mr. Gunny. Now he wants you to let him up. He wants you to come like he wants you to come. I'm like, Draft, why you can't dress the Mustang the best of your ability, let Diane dress Fade to Black the best of his ability, and you all get beat?
If y'all come with a nitrous G body, on drag radio, I don't care. Well, you got hit up action.
Oh, I bet you we do.
Is this a G body?
on the drag radio, you got action.
Uh-huh. I bet you we do.
Hey, hey, I'm going to get y'all here and race. I'm going to give him a race. I'm going to give him a race for you, twin. You said you're going to put your, you wanted Diane to run you with his 29s on, and you're going to have your 315s on in Holly Springs. I'm going to see to Diane give you the back tie, and Diane going to clear you, get him the break. You got the back tie, Diane got to clear you with the break. From behind. He's going to give you the back tie. From behind, Diane move first. Y'all come on with it. I believe he's going to clear you.
Right player, but wrong man.
That's how I do it.
Just give me one of them lanes over there.
I'm gonna see if you want that. He's gonna have his 29s on. Huh?
He tried giving you a lane, you wouldn't take it.
I can't tell.
Why you can't tell? You said to the man what he got to do to his car, just like I said before I called him. I told you earlier, I said I can call Daniel house. I ain't got to call his cell phone. I can get him on the phone. You didn't think I would get him on the phone, so you had got it jumped all over me. Now I got my nephew on the phone, and you begging her to call Dad. You tell him what he can put on, what he can't put on. He done told you three different times, put your best on, don't come in his best. He wants to race. You don't want me to do that. There ain't nothing like this
time earlier. You got to have a mirror in front of your face, Mr. D. You talking to.
I'm looking right at one right now. I love looking at
you. I know. You ought to be. Are you talking to yourself? You ought to be.
Hey, Dre.
You ought to be.
Do you sound like his stuff a few minutes before I got down here on the phone?
No, it's tune doesn't change. It definitely doesn't change. I got to call it like I said, now, twin. Your tune doesn't change.
Man, my tune ain't changed nothing. I will lock in tonight. Do you hear me? Tonight. 3:15:29, Donye, no Willie Boy, Nitrous in Holly Spring on Trick or Treat.
You want to run your best, twin, but you don't want him to run his best, and that ain't fair.
I don't care. Hey, I don't know what it
hey,
is.
Have you ever had 3:15 on your car?
Donye ain't never run no drag radios that I know of.
But then what? We've been running from day one. So it ain't nothing new. You've been new how we've been running.
Okay.
You've been running 29. I know that. So
no,
I don't have a problem with you running
29. He's been trying 29. Now, he ain't running 31 on this. I mean,
well, what have you been whipping these four with? What's the time you been whipping these four with, Donye?
33.
You have? Damn, how the fuck they let you treat them like that? It ain't crazy.
Hey, they don't care because I'm slow.
No, they care now. They care now.
I care.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I care. Yeah, we care.
See, we never do claim to be the fastest out here on 33s or 31. But if your ass put them 315s on or them 29, bring your ass in. Bring your ass in, Donye. Well, I think you should run at his best. You running at your best.
You know what? I think they're gonna come around. Y'all gonna come around. Y'all gonna do me just like y'all did old Mississippi Joe.
What about Mississippi Joe?
Y'all gonna do me just like y'all did. Y'all gonna tell me, fuck it. Come on, get down. We're gonna put 29s on for your ass.
Nah, we ain't tell Mississippi Joe nothing. I'm not gonna even speak on Mississippi Joe. I'm not gonna even speak on this, baby. Because you ain't gonna rattle my cage right there, Donye. Yeah, try something else.
Huh? Didn't you tell Joe that? Didn't y'all tell Joe that?
Did I tell who that?
Joe that.
Yeah, I probably told him that last year. Yeah, I probably told him that.
No, you told him that this year. You told him to lock in.
Well, I might have told him that this year. I might have told him this year. But until Joe showed me that he can make a layup, I don't think he can dunk. If you can't read between the lines, how late? Show me you can make a layup first. Show me you can make a layup.
Mr. Gunn, do you see an 8558 number? If you do, can you open the mic for me?
Hold on.
Donye.
Yeah.
Send me $500, man. I ain't going to say your name no more. Let me give you my account. Send me $500. I ain't going to tell you no more. I ain't going to say nothing to you no more. You got that. I'm going to leave your name out of my mouth.
What you going to make it grow over there for me?
No, I don't know what the hell
I'm
going to do.
I'm going to send it to you.
Send me them $500, and I ain't going to say nothing about Donye no more in life.
You come to the north. You come to the north. You ain't going to say nothing about a lot of stuff, though.
I hear you, Dre.
I
got Dre, boy.
Nah,
I know Dre, boy. For what?
I think you're ducking.
It's a payday. What we ducking you for? It's a payday. Yeah, if we have to, we'll just have to wait the next year when we come up there.
You know what? We might have a call here on Drag Radio that might want.
Yeah, does it sit like us, though?
Huh? Yeah, it's a Mustang. It's a newer
nice.
Mustang, though.
Is it nice?
No, I don't see. I don't know the difference. Notch
okay.
And hatch.
Yeah,
and
I do.
No, it's,
I do.
It's a newer
I
one. I think it's a new one. Couldn't even tell you what year it is.
Well, I done told you about that same look how you were talking about last time. If your
I think it's on
nitrous,
I think it's on 315.
If you got
275.
Nitrous, okay, if you got nitrous, stop suspension 315 or 29 and no wheelie bar, fuck you. It's just as simple as
okay.
That.
They got fuck. Nitrous on?
Is it got, that's cool. If it got nitrous, 315, with no wheelie bar or 29, stop suspension. Fucks.
They might have, I think, okay, or smaller, right? 28, 29, or 315 or smaller, right? They might have a 28 on. No, I'm just saying, they might have a 28 or a 275 on. I ain't sure yet.
Terry and them got a 275 on now. I know what they got.
I ain't talking about Terry.
I'm about to say they got a 275 on that. Is that who you're referring to? And I think they stop suspension. I think Terry and them are stop suspension. What I've been told.
No, it's a stop suspension car. Mustang.
Well, okay.
Got nitrous on it, too.
Yeah, you know how to get a nigga off your ass. I ain't mad at you.
I'm giving you what you want.
Yeah.
I'm giving you exactly what you're looking for. They ain't got to change nothing.
Well, goddamn it. Hey, we going to be at Hollis Springs and get there. That's a drag radio track. They got a drag radio. They like it.
They ain't gonna come unless you lock them in.
Yeah, ain't no problem with that. Ain't no problem with that. We ain't got no problem with that.
Okay. I like all of that.
It's good.
We're gonna lock that in. When y'all get oil pressure, we're going to lock that in.
Okay, that sounds groovy.
Now, you know what you're supposed to do until you get oil pressure, right?
Hey, sit back here and do my homework. Sit right back here and do my homework and be the full choir.
If you can't go this weekend.
Is that the part you're talking about?
Yeah, that's right.
Be the full choir. I ain't got no problem with that, Daniel. I'm so tired of motherfuckers talking about you like you're a gorilla. You ain't no damn gorilla. You really doesn't look cold. But I like you. I like the style.
Hey, yay.
Hey, I'm a cub till you come in the forest.
He's mad, a lion. Hey, Danielle. Hey, yay. Twin, right? You have a gorilla. You the judge, and you passed that judgment. He had that sentence, life sentence to send you guys in the South.
That's what the nemesis stand for. See, we doing all the judging.
I really should. I should be shaming myself, but I'm not.
The nemesis doing all the judging. Believe that.
Yeah, you is the judge, jury, executioner. Hey, he's passing
that's
out. In real time.
I will get knocked off in the courthouse.
Hey, you mess around. I get down that track in Holly Springs. Oh, man, they're going to have to call in another ambulance.
Hey, Twin, Daniel, if he get out of town, he's going to put out a bitch warrant for you.
I tell you what, I bet you $200, Daniel don't say shit to us at Hollis Springs. Now, lock that light in.
Hey, Twin.
Say, hey, how you doing?
Hold on.
I'm going to come over there and try to run up.
Wait a minute, you're addressing me, right, Twin? You're talking to me, right?
I'm talking to you, I'm Daniel. I don't care what he look like.
Let me ask you a question.
Hey, how you doing? He gonna come over there and say, "Let him run."
Okay, Mr. Twin, I got you. Hold on. You said you bet me $200. Daddy ever said nothing to you. I would bet you.
I bet you.
If dress his kind of way he want and dress your kind of way you want, he ain't gonna just say something to you. Mama said, "Knock me out." That's what he gonna do for you.
That shit sound good. That shit sound good.
Don't tell him how to dress his car.
He come in his best and get this.
I'm not going to try to con him out no money. I'm not going to try to sneak and get there if I want to win it from the fans. I want you to let him dress his car to the best of his ability. You specialize actually the best of your ability. I told Mr. Gunner earlier that you was not going to do nothing, 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 nothing. Not when it comes to Fade to Black.
See, originally, I got my other line. Hold on, I got another car. Hold
originally, the car was going to be named Fade to Back because you all be fading backwards. We convinced him to change it to Black. Hey, Mr. Gunner, are you there? Mr. Gunny, are you there? Hey, Rick, you there?
I'm here. I'm here. I had to ask you. You throw so many lines tonight, Mr.
D. Don't that tune sound different now?
Nope.
Yeah, it's totally different.
Hey, Drag, hold on. Hey, Drag, early today.
I got to get off this phone.
All right. I appreciate you coming on. All right. Danya, we appreciate you coming on. Ladies and gentlemen, we have about another 8 minutes before the show ends anyway. But I will say this. This show was started because of you, Mr. Drag, Big Drag. And that's why the show came about, because you said that if Tony Wright, if Danya got by Tony Wright, it would kill his action for the rest of the season, or it would kill his 29 tie-size action. And I felt otherwise this past Saturday. So I put the call in to Twin, and Twin said, hell yeah, he'll run Danya any and every day of the week. Now, we get Twin on the phone, and here we go back with the spit.
Yeah, it happened. I'm going to get a shower. I'm back.
All right.
Yeah, got it.
But, you know, there you have it. I'm at a loss right now because me, myself, personally, I don't know how much of a difference it is between 29 and a 315. I also thought they were about the same size tire. I don't know how much of a difference it is, other than everybody saying that a 315 is supposed to be faster. But if the name of the game is speed, how come everybody doesn't have a 315 on their car? So I'm at a loss. It's puzzling to me. You know what I mean? I asked Larry that earlier. Mr. D, I had asked you that earlier, and it went from tire size to, okay, if that's your best, let me get my best on. Let him put his best on, and y'all talking about a great big old tire. And we know there's a hell of a difference in between a 315 and a 33. So I'm at a loss. I'm puzzled. You know what I mean? This sounds like, yes, sir.
But Mr. Gunny, Danny don't care what you put on the car.
I can't hear you. Hung up.
Okay, I'm saying this. I'm speaking for Danny right now. He don't care what they put on. That's what Danny don't care. Danny said they can put four tires, put two on each side. And then put two bicycle tires in the front. They could be the first car going track with six tires on. He don't care. All he wants to do is put on what he want to put on.
Hey, Rick,
I got one question for you. Have Daniel tried to undress him in any kind of way? Did he not say several times, put your best on?
No. Twin mentioned about he run Daniel any kind of way. Now, he did say that.
Let him move. Let him move.
He just will put you some 33s on.
Can't fit him.
You built your car to run a certain way, right?
That's right.
And so did he. Why would you tell him to compensate his car because of what your car don't have?
I ain't got to compensate that. He been running 29.
Around with 29. He run his best on 33s, bro. I was telling y'all that earlier.
Okay, well, if he put 29 on there or the 315, he got action. How about that? It's just simple as that.
Why don't y'all both run at your best? Put your 315s on, put your Willy Bars on, whatever it takes and all that, and y'all get out. I don't think you're not right.
He can come with his 16, 33, whatever, and just let him move.
He's going to give you the back tack and let him move.
Since you want to get back there. Ew. Man, I'm going to take a shower. I ain't going to talk my head to y'all. I've been talking y'all too long now. Hey, good night.
Take care of us.
All right. All right, man. I appreciate you coming on, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, listen, Matt, hey, once again, I'm back and I'm puzzled. You know what I mean? I just don't know how we can get resolution on these issues. You know what I mean? Because technology has changed. It's not like how it was back in the day, from what I understand. Everybody was running on motor. The nitrous was an emerging technology. Now you just can't get out there and just grab a tiger by the tail. You do have to run car parts to a certain extent. And that's a simple.
But we have a solution, Mr. Gunny. There's always a solution.
I want to ask one question.
When we're in this world of drag racing that we're in, if you come at your best and I come at my best, isn't that a solution to all problems?
That's it.
No,
that's
hell
it.
No.
Be the best man win. You know when the heavyweight fighters go to weigh in, they don't both weigh exactly the same. They weigh around about figures, you know. And these dudes consider themselves heavyweights. I'm not just talking about Quinn. I'm talking about Donye and anybody else. Then come your best. That's the heavyweight deal right there. Come your best. I think he's not trying to tell them boys to don't put 33s on his car. All he's telling is let him run his 33s.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. I'm sorry, sir.
Can I say something?
Yes, sir.
If y'all Midwesterners would have stuck together like how y'all did tonight against these damn Southerners, we wouldn't be in this position right now. Now, y'all did a good job tonight. Y'all finally threw your arm around your brother's shoulder and trying to walk with him. 2 or 3 years later.
Hey, one thing about me, Gunnapig, I've always promoted not going against the grain. Always have promoted that. The guys got dogs get big headed. They want to try to run me. I have to hit him upside the head. I'm a firm believer not going against the grain. Now, as long as we here in Chicago or in the Midwest, we can run anyone we want to run. But when we get ready to go somewhere, I would love to see us all stick together.
This
might be the start. But it was all now tonight. It was all verbal. Tonight it has been all verbal. Let your actions reflect what your mouth say for those listening on the show tonight.
I do it all the time.
But I'm going to tell you something, Greg. Ever since things that started picking up in the Midwest, all the rules and stuff is being changed now. They're not staying the same as it was when we first went down there, because I remember a time when you run an event, everybody had to run 29s or everybody had to run 28s or this and that. Now, a lot of other things are coming into play because of the simple fact that things is changing in the Midwest, and a lot of folks ain't really looking at that. The Midwest is standing up, man. You know, and drag. We never did talk about no tie size. The tie size did not come into play until we started traveling. You know, and with that being said, only thing I'm trying to say is that now it's shifting from one thing to another. You know, if a guy on 28, okay, well we're gonna run on 28. But if you on a 315, then that means that it's not on equal terms, you know. According to when we first started, that's the way it was, but things are changing now. And with them changing, it's still not to both drag races' benefit. It's always more to one side than it is the other.
Well, see, and that's why, you know, I told Donye some years ago, me and Donye ain't on the same team. I would race them in a heartbeat if I had something to race them with, and they'll do the same with me. But I told him one time we was on the radio show, I said, do not let no son of a gun tell you how to dress your car. Take your willy bars off. Put this tie on. I told Donye that maybe a year or two ago, you know, and I mean that, because how could you tell me what to do with mine? I built my car according to how I wanted it built. I did not build it up to nobody's specs to run this particular person. I've done that before, and the person that I built the car to run, after they seen me together and seen me make a run, wouldn't run me. So now I built the car to race these dudes, and they wouldn't even run me. But anyway, Donye's best is with 33s on his car. that's how he should try to lock these boys in. They got all these killer cars. Now when he talk about putting his best on it, they want the break. You know, they want a spot and all that. Okay, well, if you can't run me at my best, then I guess you want somebody that I won't race. You know, I'm not gonna compensate myself for to make you happy.
Yeah. And I agree with you. I agree with you 100% on that. Because when you start taking away from yourself, according to the way that you put it together, then you start getting into the danger zone.
That's what I'm going to say.
We've seen that happen on several occasions.
If Donnie or whoever takes something off their car and change it, as soon as they get beat, they're going to talk about how dumb he is. I told that fool to took some tires off the car, beat the hell out of him. He's a dummy.
So if he takes anything out of it, I'm going to be ringing up. If he takes anything off his car, I'm going to be the ringleader calling him a dummy. If he takes anything off them boys, it ain't like he a whole second or half a second faster than boy. Them boys is flying, but I just feel it's faster. But they're right there in the field together. So if he dumb enough to take something off his car,
don't do that.
No, he's a woman. But I think you didn't learn his lesson about the person in his car. He bought it to go on his car. It's on there and it's gonna stay on there, and he's gonna pimp live action. So Mr. Gunner earlier today what Tavis was, man, them guys double teamed me so bad today, and then tried to pay for Larry without to help me out. I'm glad Larry won't take a payoff.
Mr. D, a lot of them who tell it, and I never thought that you would get on these shows and repeatedly tell bold-faced lies like the way you did tonight. But I tell you what, one good dip in the grease deserves another. Tomorrow, I will fix you good. Boy, I tell you, Mr. D, I told you earlier, your two-step does not impress me. And so far as live action in Donnie goes, my opinion is this right here. We're never going to get no resolution on that because it sounds like both of them are scared of each other. And that's simple as that.
No. Let's put the pins where they belong. The pawns belong in front of the kings, the queens, the horses, and the rooks, and the bishops. Donnie is a queen, and live action is a pawn. And what he's doing, he's using all his pawns together to surround his king so Ye can't get to him. So what am I saying? Donnie proved to me and anyone else on the show tonight that he's definitely not scared of live action. Live action changed his tune totally from the day, and then changed it again. And my father did.
Let's go back to this. Live action got a
beast. He was guy. Come.
Live action got a Fox suspension cost. Fox suspension cost. And that's
no, do that.
Donnie got a back half cost. Okay.
Stock suspension.
I know what you're gonna say. Okay, stock suspension versus stock location. Down here in the South, if it's in stock location, they consider it stock suspension. You know that, Mr. D, just like everybody else.
But Mr. Gunn, let me say
what that means. It sounds like
a lot of stuff is not in the stock location.
Donnie don't want to put on no 315s and twin 10s.
He never had
one. 29. Hey, listen, I ain't got nothing to do with that. Twin runs drag radio, and we know that. He said that it depends on what track he's at, and he would put a slick on if he can get down the track with a slick. Instead of that 315, whichever works better. But we're at an impasse. We're going to argue back and forth till we blue in the face. You feel your way, I feel one way. All I know is that if Donnie got by Tony Wright, it would not have killed his action, live action, when it came up and ran Donnie. And that was the point.
When he killed Tony Wright, they going to die right with Tony Wright.
Mr. D, a lot of them didn't tell it.
Donnie ain't going to get no action out the South no way unless he must run how they want him to run. And that's let me tell you something. If Donnie had a choice, in my opinion, to race his car the way he wanted to race it and these guys would run him the way he wanted to race, Donnie would have Willie bars and 33s on. So now, with that being said, him running with no Willie bars and 29s on mean that he is changing his car to go race against these guys. Run this man at his best. I'm not holding him up or nothing. I'm just stating the facts. I believe that he got the fastest car. He got the car to beat now, right now. I believe Donnie got the car to beat. If Donnie stay on top of the game,
Huh? You know, it's over. But he changed his car over to start running an eighth instead of a quarter. Because when originally his car was set up to run what?
It was a quarter mile car. It was a quarter mile car.
Changed it for, he'll come right in.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And
Bob,
now.
I'm going to say this. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Dante. Go ahead. I'm listening.
The only thing I'm going to say, yeah, Donnie may have the car to beat right now, but he never did beat Cold Killer. And now the car is gone. So now we'll never know. We'll never know the truth behind that right there. Now you got live action, and then you got Tony Wright. If Tony Wright ever get his head off the sand, we might see Donnie and Tony Wright run. But right now, like I said, we can argue back and forth till we blew in the face. Between live action and Donnie, there will be no resolution until one of them, they have to make the agreement to run. It ain't going to work. And that's that. And you're right. You're right, Drag. Somebody's going to have to concede to run some type of way. Donnie is going to have to concede to run live action one way, and live action going to have to concede to run Donnie another way. And that's the only way
that
race is going to
work. Well, if you think about it, though, Gunny, if you think about it, Donnie has already run his car different from normally how he built his car. Live action and built their car to run on Drag Raiders 315. Point blank. Now, you did have a point when you said that Donnie car's back half and they car stock suspension. But traction is traction. It could be a four-lane car. It could be a lot of our car. It could be stock suspension. I guarantee you he is not worried about slipping the tires or nothing whenever he runs anybody. But that's something he can use to his advantage. You gotta back
well, Drag, I agree with you. Traction is traction. So why doesn't Donnie run live action with his slicks to his drag radio?
Okay,
he will run him that way. He just told him that, but he's going to put on his best licks.
But wait a minute. Rick, maybe you can get Mr. Gunner to answer this question for me. What concessions have the South made for the North? And what concessions have the South made for the South?
Now, hold up. Now, if you're talking about a concession so far as the South ain't giving y'all nothing but hard dick and bubblegum. And that's simple.
Why should the North constantly, and repeat constantly make concessions with their cars for the South?
Well, I tell you what. You ever heard of David Zimmerman, Mr. D?
Who?
You ever heard of David Zimmerman?
David Zimmerman?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a Z, yeah.
Okay, so being that you heard of David Zimmerman, he got off. He got off and didn't do no prison time because he stood his ground. It's going to be up to y'all to continue to stand your ground like how y'all did tonight.
I agree with you. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm wondering, we'll stand my ground. If you don't make the race what I think was, in my opinion, is somewhat fair, then we won't race. And that's how I look
that's
at
right.
it. Me myself. I'm not stripping my car just like when I had my Camaro. They talking about if I come over there and run. I said, well, you got any cars on the motor? Nah, we ain't running on the motor. Put you some nitrous on. I said, well, I ain't putting no nitrous on, so I guess we won't be racing. Unless y'all going to give me the brake or something, give me the brake. Let me go.
Let's say this. The conversation has changed. It shifted from Donnie and live action to actually concessions between the North and the South. But, you know, once again, as long as you guys are running down south and getting your heads knocked off for the last 3 years, the only people, but Donnie came down, he whooped a few. Donnie came down and whooped anybody down here in the South. Who was Donnie whooped down here in the South?
We won seven races that when we came over to Macon, right?
I remember that. Okay, you know what, Drag? I remember that. Excuse me, Drag.
How do you remember that, Johnny? It was never footage made on it. There was never nothing said about it. How do you remember that so well, Gunner?
Because I was there, and right is right, and it's as simple as that. Yes, the North came down.
There's a whole lot of people that wasn't
there,
and it was never mentioned what happened when the North went to the South.
Well, listen, we'll be able to mention it real soon. But, you know, what does a hoe do to a trick? What does a hoe do to a trick, Drag?
Oh, she tricks him.
And she fucks him out of his money and sends him back home with a hat on the ass, right? That's what the South has been doing to y'all for the last 3 years. So, once again, y'all got to stand your ground. If y'all feel that way, stand your ground. And that's that. But y'all love it. The Midwest loves whatever the South does to them. They love it. You know, that's that hoe over there. And she get a best head. And she's making sweet, sweet love to them. And y'all love it. Y'all don't mind burning up the road coming down here, getting your rocks off and going on back home. Y'all be broke, but y'all be happy. Why? Because y'all had a chance to come down here and run with the best. And you guys' actions are consistently showing that the South is the best. That's why
I don't totally agree with that, Gunny, because when I was doing it, I was the one that was victorious. For the most part, I was victorious. Yes, I have lost races in the South, but I won the majority of them. And I've been going down South races since 96.
Right. Go ahead, Drag. I'm listening. We're getting that little history on you real quick.
And even before 96, before I went away, clean all up through that era. I was all over grudge racing, and I'm victorious, man. I got way more wins than I have losses, but I have lost, But that's how people got to know me from going around racing. I'm semi, like I told a twin, I'm semi-retired right now. I can't get in the ring. I can't afford to get in the ring. And I ain't going to guarantee you that I would want to do that unless I was a millionaire, because if I only had enough money to do what racing that I love the most, then everybody that know me know I'd have another pro stock car. The only way I would get involved in that type of racing, with those guys are doing right now, is that I would have to have a lot of money, to build that car as a second car, because my first build would be another pro stock. So there you have it with me. I know my place, and I stay in my lane. I'm going to go super stock racing and have me a little fun with these super stock cars, and I can't worry about trying to compete with them boys who got their pro stocks. They are pro stocks on 10-inch tires in these steel stock suspension cars.
Look, I understand, but, once again, for everybody listening, I feel that we're at an impasse. The Midwest runs the quarter, the South runs the eighth, the South says they're the best. The Midwest says no, they're not, because they don't have the balls to run out there on a small tire in the quarter. South, the Midwest says that you got to have a heart to run out there through the quarter, through the back door on a small tire. And the South says you guys are fools and like to play with your life. So, once again, everybody's pulling, grasping at straws to stack as much hay over in their corner as they possibly can. So, once again, we're at an impasse, and that's just the way I feel about that situation. And the live action and Donye racing or will not race has proved it once again. We are definitely at an impasse. So I don't see any relief in coming in any time in the near future, period. And that's my take on that. We're going to continue to just draw jack. And as grown men, we have these shows. We're going to continue to pass time by. And that's just going to be that. And from what I'm seeing right now, everybody and their mother will end up running the eight. And that's that. Until you guys take a stand and say, I'm not coming down there running the eight no more unless y'all come up here and start running the quarter.
Well, I ain't going to tell you, I won't run an 8th mile, Gunny Picks, but I tell you, it'll only be at an 8th mile track. Because if they got room to stretch it out, I'm going all the way.
And I don't blame you, because if that's what you built your car to do, Drag, that's exactly what you should do. And,
right.
And that's just as simple as that. But, shoot. Man, listen, like I said, we're at an impasse here. We are at an impasse. So, with that being said, the Midwest does not acknowledge that they have breathed life into the grudge game. The grudge game down South, I'm not going to say it was totally dead, but it was hurting down here real bad. And we had to get up out of here and search out new fresh blood, new fresh races. And Drag, even though you were going down South, you were going down to the Southwest, not the Southeast. We never heard of Big Drag over here in the Southeast. As a 2008, I never heard of Big Drag. That's when I came into the racing game. It was Mississippi Joe that turned us on. Mississippi Joe is actually, I credit Mississippi Joe for connecting the grudge world, Southeast, Midwest, and that.
Yeah. Let me say something right quick. You had never heard of him, but in Drag's defense, he's just being modest when saying that. I understand, nigga, this type of guy he is. But Drag been going South, knocking them guys off for quite a while.
No. So I'm well familiar with that.
Yeah, I understand you hadn't heard them, but it's nothing new.
Oh, honestly, man, I crack a lot of jokes, and I'm serious this time. Up until the last 15 or 20 years, the South couldn't do shit with the North.
Okay, but hold on. Hey, Mr. D, what part of the South are we talking about? Are we talking about the Southeast?
All parts of the South.
You know, I can see that. Okay, I'll go for that. Because
the part
North,
of the South,
North came, knocking the South.
The North spanked them.
Okay.
Now, I laughed and joked, but I'm serious this time. Any part of the South they came from, the North spanked them. And spanked them good. Now, I'll be the first to admit when I get past joking, the South has vastly improved, vastly. But as of right now, contrary to what they might want to accept and believe, I honestly believe, and this is not me just saying this because of Duff, I really believe that Donye is in a class all by himself right now. I really believe that. And the truth of the matter is that live action proved it tonight because in his actions, in his conversation, he proved that he really don't want to run Donye. He really did prove it tonight.
In my opinion, I think he said live action don't want to run Donye at his best. But he wants to run his best. That's what I picked up from live action.
That's exactly what he handicapped Donye. Which means...
does Donye need to be handicapped? Does Donye need to be handicapped running a stock suspension car?
That's the one thing that y'all have, or he has to, the handle that he has to hold over him. But your best is your best, Gunner. You know, true. Now, in Donye's defense, true that he has a back half car, and live action has a car with suspension in the stock location. That's what I'll say. But now, in Donye's behalf, he has a G body, and live action got a Mustang. So, okay, where do you draw the line at? Where is the difference at? One seeing greater than the other?
Well, you know, see, here we go. We're back to that same question. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? Hey, shit, we don't know.
Absolutely.
Between two drops.
So that should be thrown out. That shouldn't even be on the table. Here's two dudes that got the same type. They enjoy doing the same type of racing, little tire racing with nitrous cars. You know, with their best. Let them go at their best, and may the best man win.
Hey, Rick, let me say this. This is something we went through in the 80s, and you know it to be true. Now, I hear him say all the time, but you know yourself. It's not a stock suspension car. We use that. That's a cop-out. It has gotten many guys over, including us. And this is the truth. But it's not stock suspension.
Mr. D, we can see the stock location. We can see it's a stock location car. Down here in the South, a stock,
Let me say this here. A lot of it is not even stock location. A lot of it is not even stock location. It's not.
Well,
a lot of it is massage from there.
I tell you what, Mr. D, the only way we can find that out and know for sure is if you got to call up under there with your tape measure and get the measure.
If you do.
Well, they move them around. They move them around. But let me say this to you, too.
Hold on. I'm not saying they don't move them around, but can you say for sure that live actions
yes, I can say for sure.
Around?
I can say for sure.
Pretty much. You can pretty much tell because
for Chip.
You
look at
how
he's
running.
You know what? With that being said, then live action should stay in his lane. Then that's what he should do. Turn his turn signal on and stay in his lane.
Well, I think that's what we got down to tonight. You know what I mean? But you know, once again,
he goes
down at
his lane.
Yeah.
This show was established because, I heard Big Drag say Saturday night that live action, I disagreed with him saying that if Donye got my Tony right, then he'd never kill his action. And I disagreed, and I said live action and run him. So, you know, that was the purpose of the show tonight, live action.
But really, Gunna picked live action won't run him because Tony Wright ain't told him to change nothing on his car. Tony got dog and said he's going to get out and let's race. And Tony, and I'm sure that Tony has what he called his best on his car.
Well, how come Tony and Donye did not race?
I don't know. They locked in, and Tony paid the lockup off from what I heard. I wasn't there, so I'm just going on hearsay. And then they had locked in again, and they couldn't run for whatever reason, and they did not run. Now,
I talked to the sucker.
And his uncle told me that Tony Wright got there late, which Tony Wright stayed that night on the ship on Dog Show. He got there late. He didn't raise no humbug about it. He walked in. He paid the first lockup off. The second lockup, he took and said Tony Bass came to him and told him it was $300 short in the race with Lil Rick against Donye. Well, he went and got $300 from Joe, which Close Talk Joe should not have given it to him without Donye knowing what he was doing, because both of them locked in together to race to put in the pot because they were so sure that Lil Rick was going to whoop Donye. Donye pimped Lil Rick. Then they said the word was that Lil Rick car got a little swivel. Well, Keith told me that Lil Rick did kind of lose the car. He said, but the race was already over. So now here they come with the second race, and Tony Wright don't have the money to lock in, whatever the case might be. I don't know the full extent of that, but I know he took down 300 after 500 lock in. But him and Diane agreed that it was just a misunderstanding. They shook hands and left it like it is. That's what
happened. Right. My opinion about this Lil Rick and Donye situation is who crossed the finish line first?
Well, like Keith told me, not only did Donye cross the finish line, he said before Lil Rick got swerving, Donye had already pulled away from him.
All that ain't important, though, D. Who crossed the finish line first?
Who crossed the finish line first?
Okay, Donye win. I don't care what Lil Rick did back there. Well, look at all the times that Donye went down there in Holly Springs and run Wickham and knocked the tires off. They didn't say, well, we beat him because he knocked the tires off. They say we beat Donye.
That's what they did.
But now, Rick, let me correct you on something, Rick. Not so much correct, but let me open your eyes to something. I have to give Rick credit for credit is due. Rick have told me himself that when Donye ran Cold Killer, he felt like Donye should have won that race.
I told you too. Everybody talking about Donye got drove around. From what Drag seen with these eyes, and I got 20/20 still, Donye was up second. He was up second. Cold Killer moved first. Donye was making a move on me, run out of track, and he got off the car early. If Donye would have raised his head first, he would have beat Cold Killer. Just my opinion. It didn't happen. We just speculating. So Cold Killer, to sum it up, Cold Killer crossed the finish line first.
But Wick himself said that he beat Donye. He said, but he know he was lucky. He said, thanks, Donye. He himself said that. So what am I saying? Ye just not got fast this year. I think the biggest thing Ye is taking this year that he left out last year is that he seems to be set that he's going to let him undress out of race. And if he keeps that frame of mind, he going to whoop all of them. And that's what it appears to me. It appears to me that he's dead set that they're not going to tell me the rest of my college.
Well, I told him a while back ago, do not fix your car to run no race for nobody. If they can't run your race, then no race, you know. I told Donye that, and we're not on the same team. You know, but I just spoke those words to him as an experienced racer. You know, don't let nobody dress you, bro.
Well, you told him just right.
That includes me as well. If you gonna run me, I will beat John Force to death if you let me tell him how to run me.
Well, let me say this before the show closes. I got a brother. I think he's still in there here. Bro Lee, you still out there? See if he's still on the line. There. He might want to make a comment on this race. Bro Lee, you there? If you there, yeah.
What's the last four digits of his number, Mr. D?
2668.
No, Mr. He is not here.
He dropped out. Okay.
He's not here. No, he's not here. But Mr. D, he's here. He's on somebody's line.
Okay. He on another line.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, square,
man,
square,
Lee
square.
Man, that ain't nobody but Lee Wood. That ain't no brother Lee. I know that damn voice. Damn that
hey,
voice.
What up, Connor? Hey, T, what up, Drag?
What's up,
Lee Wood? How y'all doing, man?
Man, we just doing it, you know, that's about it.
You didn't ask me what was up. I'm on the show, too.
Hey, Mr. Larry, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Leroy. How are you, sir?
I'm doing just wonderful. Thanks for asking.
Okay.
We had live action early. Him and Gunny teamed up on me, man. And if it hadn't been for Uncle Larry, I'd been in a world of trouble. Yeah, Gunny said, hey, Larry, not to help my back. Man, I was in awful words, man. But I called down here tonight, and I think Twin thought I couldn't get him on the phone. He was talking real bogus. Once I got through on the phone, he started banging on crawdad, man. His whole persona changed. I thought he was speaking French. I wouldn't understand nothing he was saying.
Well, I tell you what, Mr. D, you can continue that lie until I edit this conversation and point out all your inefficacies to the to your fans that you so much love.
As I edit this,
I can't wait till it ends because I'm going in because I know how you're going to end. And
hey, look,
I've seen how you're going
to
like I know one good dip in the grease deserves another. So, there you have it, sir. I will point it all out to the people and let them know that you told lies tonight. At the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, we didn't resolve anything tonight. You know, like I said, it didn't go quite the way that I had hoped it would go. We all know that Donye will go, and I do know live action will go, and you know that's that. But all we can do is keep our fingers crossed and hope that we can see two of these Titans hit at a race in the Midwest.
We resolved the fact that Donye is trying to knock out the whole South, and we resolved the fact that live action is backing up.
You know, okay, I'll even go for that. Just hypothetically speaking, say I'll go for that. You understand what I'm saying? Hypothetically speaking, just say I agree. But at the end of the day, man, it is what it is. It boils down to two drivers or two car owners agreeing to race a certain type of way. And there you have it. I mean, we can as fans, we can want and hope and pray and want to see whatever we want to see. But if the two drivers don't agree to it, man, it's nothing but a dream. And that's that. You know,
I can always disagree with what's fair because they keep you off my head. You know, I can do that.
Well,
Hey, look,
are you still
there?
As much as
you throw
my head up tonight.
I got a question for you. Let me ask Luck this. If you was going into a gunfight, would you take a knife or a gun?
Shit.
And then if you take a gun, will you take the biggest gun you can find, or would you take a .22?
Well, I got a badass ink pen.
Let me hear Sham's opinion on what he heard tonight. Sham has been on the show quiet.
Yo, what up, brother Sham?
Oh, what's up,
what's
Sham?
What's going on? What's up, everybody?
What's up, bro? Sham, what's happening? Did you hear most
I'm
of the
just
show?
I ain't got nothing to say. I'm just listening.
Okay. Man, I should mute your mic. You gonna sit up here and listen for the whole 3 hours and ain't got nothing to say? Sham, you gonna say something? I'm muting your mic for real. Man, give me your opinion on what you heard tonight.
You know why it's like that, Mr. Gunny. It's hard to kick against the brick. You the brick.
Yeah, you right now.
I don't understand what you want me to say. What do you want me to say?
Hey, talked to him. Hey, do y'all want to hear?
Hold on. He was talking. Let him finish.
Hey, Larry. On Word Is Born, on Everything I Love. If this man starts his shit, I'm muting your mic, Larry.
What was Big Sham saying?
No, I was just saying the man scared to race Donye. That's it. As far as I'm concerned, the man undress his top.
Right. But you know what we used to call people like that, Donye? I mean, not Donye, Gunner Picks in the North here, we call them throat doctors.
Oh, okay.
As D, we used to call them throat doctors. That's they want to look down your throat.
They want to look down your throat. Get your hair right.
Okay, but hold on. You know what? This is what I heard tonight. Where you're saying that he wants Donye to undress his cough. I didn't hear Donye say anything about him putting on his best, which would be a big tire. I heard you mention that, Drag. That's what you came up with.
Didn't Donye say that his best is 33s? Did you hear him say that?
Man,
I know
I'll probably
twice
put the
I
phone down at that moment. I'll probably put the phone down at that moment.
He said the 33s was his best. And that's how they get to a twin saying that, they best was 315s.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when I said, well, you got your best on is a 315. Donye's best is a 33. Why don't you run him at his best? He said, no, give me the break. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
I heard that.
Did he say anything different than that, Big Sham? Big Sham ain't said a word. He listened to the whole thing. Did he say anything any different than that, Big Sham?
Nope.
Okay. Drag said,
we're going to give you the back tire, get down here to break, and I'm going to clear you.
You know
he wasn't going to do that. He wasn't going to do that.
But see, my reason for saying that, Big Sham, is because that's the same stupidness that you're asking Donye to do when you tell him to run how you want him to run. You understand?
Right.
That's my reason for saying that.
Myself personally, I just can't see how much of a difference, and maybe because I haven't been out there yet, but I can't see how much of a difference it is between a 29 and a 315 other than the track brake.
Hey, Gunnett, let me ask you this. The man say he ain't coming up here. Forget going down south. Why he can't get his tail up here? If you really trying to go, you get up here.
Okay, Sham, when did he say? Tell me when he said he's not coming up here.
He said, I'm not coming up there until next year.
That's a different thing from what you just said, Sham. Sham, what you just said was
If you're talking about racing, you going to talk about racing next year? Ain't nobody talking about racing next year. You talking about racing right now.
I'm going by what you just said. You just said the man said he's not coming up there. The man said that he will come up there next year. And the reason why the man said that he'll come up there next year is because his car won't be ready until the end of October. So that's just like you, Sham. Sham, when have you went out there and your car wasn't ready?
But, Gunn, he did say he wasn't coming up here, and he's how he said it.
I can't hear. There's a lot of background noise. There's a tremendous amount of background noise. I love to hear what you're saying.
I said again. I said he did say he was not coming up here. Big Sham is right. Because every track he named that he wanted to run it is in the South. So in other words,
No. We mentioned Martin early today, and he also mentioned Martin again tonight. And I tell you what, I'm going to pull all the pieces of this recording together and throw it up on social media so the fans and the people that are listening can actually hear.
What you're going to do is you're going to take the word Martin and you're going to paste it in, and then you're going to send me.
You can say what you want to say, Mr. D, but hell, if I do it, it won't be no difference than what you did tonight. Make it up shit. I'm gonna go through this record with fine tooth and nail, because there's a lot of wordplay and people grabbing on the things to make it right for them.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. Did Donye ask the man, he said, you know what, you come at your best, and I'm going to come at my best. I don't care what you got, and you don't care what I got, but meet me at Baldy's race, I want to say. Ball to mm-hmm. Reeves, and the man said, and the
he
man
did.
Said no.
Of course, he said no. I would have said no too. As green as I am, I would have said no too. Because he said, why would you run a 315 against the 33?
Because that's your best. Because that's your best.
Like I said, you know, this is one of those conversations where we're going to go back and forth all night. Once again, it boils down to the races. All I'm doing is putting up an argument, and you know, for argument's sake, this is giving the fans and the people at home something to think about. You know what I mean? And it's things like this is what's actually killing the grudge game, in my opinion. You know what I mean? Everybody wants the chips stacked in their corner, whether it be live action or whether it be Donyer. There's no technology has changed the race game to the fact of you can't. It's impossible now to go out there and find somebody that sits like you for you to run. It's impossible. Technology has advanced so far that it's technology
messed up. You should not even throw down your name in that statement you just made.
You just said some good stuff. Mm. It's hard to have two of them have exactly the same thing. So when you build a car, you're going to build your best. You say you're the best at this little tie racer. So why can't you run another man that built his car at his best? Evidently, Live Action feels that his best option and the best he can do with his car is to run it on a 315. Donyer mm-hmm. feels that to run his car at his best and his best option is to run on a 10.5 33. Now, when Donyer never told him to take your 315 off and put your 28 on and we'll run you with a 28, he said, would you run on 29s? And he said, we might.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't known all up the full length of the time, but the time that I was there, I listened very well. Now, if he take his 315s off and put on his 29, then that takes him away from his best and his norm. So now that leads me to say this. Them boys want to run at them tracks that they know are the better tracks for what it is they run. Holly Springs is known to be a good track for drag radio. We all know
that. Mm-hmm. And that goes back to me saying drag that. Uh-huh.
Next thing I'm saying, those boys will not come to the north, reason being because unfamiliar territory.
Well, I'll tell you what, Drag. We're gonna have to try to put together an event, and we're gonna have to try to get all the players in one spot up in the Midwest, and then that will truly tell the tale. Because right now,
that what we talked about today. That what me and you talked about today is the ideal spot, and the place is just as bad as Holly Springs.
Okay. Well, I tell
you, and it's not
the same thing that you just said. I said that earlier today, Drag. The very same thing that you just said.
Mm-hmm.
And he tried to say that he would not be able to put his horsepower down at 133 in Martin, Michigan. And I was telling him
Twin agreed with you and said, yeah, I don't know which track it is, but I know it starts with an M or something like that. And I said, Martin. You know what I mean? He said, yeah, I think that's what my buddy told me. He said, yeah, my buddy told me that's a pretty good track. We can run at that track right there. And then Twin did not. At no point did Twin ever take off the table that he would not come to 131. That would be a track he would go to, which would be 131 in Martin, Michigan. Come on, Larry. Don't tell him. Come on, Larry.
Mr. Gary, he didn't take off the table. He never went past the track.
I can't hear you.
Go back and review the show, and not one time did you go hear Twin say he would run at a track up north. Every track, in fact, Twin tracks are very limited. He named, I think, three, and all of them was in the south. And he kept changing the only thing to me.
I'll tell you what, you know what we're going to work towards? We're going to work towards getting Live Action to come up here to 131. That's what we're going to work towards. we're going to work towards getting live action to come up to a track in the Midwest that he feels comfortable with.
Best when he comes.
Okay, I'll take that, but I'll tell you what. We're going to work on getting live action to come up to the Midwest at a track that he feels comfortable so he can bring his best to run his best. And that's that. You heard him say early today that he likes the Midwest because he thinks y'all are sweet. You heard him say that. That was off the radio. That's why I did not want to call Twin earlier today until we had the show because I wanted the people to hear everything that was said. Now we have some things that were said on the radio show and things off the air was said that we can't confirm. And, you know, you and Larry, boy, you and Larry really put the screws to the people. You know what I mean? You guys did the people an injustice tonight.
Larry, agree with what I say.
Of course y'all would. Y'all in cahoots. It's the Mr. D and Uncle Larry show. I even understand that. Ain't no wind over there. That's like me messing around down here in the South. Can't get no wind down here in the South. But I understand. That's a thing. So I truly understand. Where is the background noise coming
from? Each of us said he would run it. Mic real quick. But when you give him the comes in enough, give him the come in his best. If you really want to knock out the champ, you don't try to handicap him. They want to handicap you.
If Twin is trying to handicap Donye, isn't that telling you that Twin is doing his job? Just like
no, it tells me he's scared of Donye. That would tell me. That's the language I get out of it. In fact, Big Sham agreed with it. Drag agreed with it. Larry agreed with it. Leroy with him on the show, and he agreed with it. My little 21-year-old baby agreed with me. We all came, wasn't cool. He which I told you earlier today that he was killing a fade to black. Mr. Gunner, you there? You want to do a special show for me tomorrow? I'll be in a little early, same time. I can always call Drag, Larry, Big Shane. I can always get them on. Anytime my show come on, Drag, right there support it.
Yep.
Back up, get them back on.
I think we done lost some guys, D.
Yeah, I think he go.
All right, hey, man. I'm going to answer some of these calls people been calling.
I'm going to turn it in. I got to get out of here by 61 myself. Hey, thanks, Rick. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, man.
All right.